This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated. For the private use of our audience, any reproduction, rebroadcast, retransmission, or other dissemination or use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of this game without the express written consent of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated is prohibited. Fayetteville Woodpeckers Baseball is live from the sand hills of North Carolina to the coastal plains and from state line to state line. This is the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Welcome to the Woodpeckers pregame show, getting you set for first pitch. Let's send you out to the stadium.
Time to play a little AM baseball. 11:05 first pitch on summer camp day. It's a warm one, but the kids are out and they're ready to watch some ball. It's game two of six between the Woodpeckers and the Down East Wood Ducks, live on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Hello, everybody, and welcome inside the Woodpeckers radio booth. It is great to be with you tonight, today, Andrew Chapman alongside Colin Casey getting set for game two between Fayetteville and Down East. Daytime baseball, one of the lone AM games in the 2023 summer. You got your education days earlier in the year, now a summer camp day, as some of the buses rolled into Segra Stadium about an hour ago, and the kids and their summer camp starting to unload. And here to watch a Woodpeckers ball club, Colin. It's trying to take a two-game-to-none lead in the series. Yesterday, they did it in a walk-off winner, their first of the 2023 year. Two guys really were the headliners yesterday. Jackson Lofton setting some history on the bases. Luis Baez doing what he does, picking up clutch hits and winning the game in the 10th inning.
Yeah, two guys at the top of the Fayetteville lineup that have produced over this three-game winning streak that Fayetteville is currently on. Starting with Jackson Lofton, scored all three runs in the ball game yesterday. But the big news for him, of course, is breaking the stolen base record held by Miles Straw, single-season franchise record for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. It's not only that, the way he did it. He stole second base to break the record. Then he took third and swiped home for the first time in his entire career. A straight steal of home. Got Fayetteville on the board. And then bottom 10 rolls around. It's Lofton who's at third base. And Luis Baez, all he needed was a fly ball with no outs. He certainly got that. Nearly hit it out of the ballpark down the right field line for the first walk-off victory and the first extra innings victory in seven tries this year for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. So we're starting to see a bit of a change of the tides in the way this team's playing offensively. They've been hitting a stride on the mound as well. A great performance yesterday from Luis Angel Rodriguez, and Jose Nadal certainly battled over his four innings of work. So you're riding really high coming into this game. It's a Down East team that has a lot of good pitching. Best thing you can ask for right now is this offense to keep swinging the bat when you're going up against one of the top pitching staffs in the entire Carolina League.
It'll be Aiden Curry for Down East today, 5-2 with a 2.41 ERA. And opposite of him, Tyler Guilfoyle, who's been fantastic, 3-1 with a 2.31 ERA for the former eighth-round pick out of the University of Kentucky. Guilfoyle coming off of four innings, eight strikeouts, and no earned runs allowed his last time out on the road in Lynchburg. The Fayetteville Woodpeckers being introduced down in the diamond. Today they try for the two-game series lead going into Thursday. Back to our normal start time tomorrow, but we are slated for an 11:05 first pitch this morning. Quick peek at the standings has Fayetteville in fourth place in the Carolina League South Division after leapfrogging a pair of ball clubs yesterday, Augusta and Kannapolis both dropping their openers in their respective series. And the Woodpeckers remain 5.5 out with Charleston winning yesterday. They're 17-8 at the top of the division, but now a half game in front of Augusta and Kannapolis. The Woodpeckers starters have taken the diamond, and we are ready for baseball. 11:05 first pitch. Woodpeckers and Down East coming up next. Now let's send you down to the field level for the playing of the national anthem on the Woodpeckers Radio Network.
Thumb.
Let's go. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on my soul. Don't let my heart turn cold. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on my soul.
Let's go down to the diamond. Woodpeckers baseball starts now.
Journey throws it deep left field. This ball's right back there. Tie game. Three run home run. Line drive out to left field. Long run. It gets down. It hops off the wall. Rounding third. That ball's in the bullpen. This game is over.
This will clear the bases. Whitaker going into third. He has driven home all three.
Line drive out of the right field. Manzueta looking up. It's gone. It's gone. It's gone. A two-run walk-off home run. And that pitch is called strike three. They have done it. The second combined no-hitter in Woodpeckers franchise history.
Woodpeckers baseball is live wherever you are. Tonight, we're bright and early, downtown Fayetteville, North Carolina, for game two of six between the Woodpeckers and Wood Ducks. Hello again, everybody. Andrew Chapman alongside Colin Casey. Great to have you with us on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com. The MILB First Pitch app for our radio broadcast, Bally Live and MILB.TV, where you can find today's call in HD video quality. Tyler Guilfoyle firing off his warm-up throws. He gets ready to take on a down east lineup that played a tied game yesterday, went into 10 innings before Luis Baez was able to walk it off with a single to right. And now Guilfoyle coming off of four really solid innings his last time out. Squares off against Ian Muller, Gleyder Figueroa, and Miguel Villarreal to begin the first inning and our ball game. Tyler Guilfoyle, the right-hander out of the University of Kentucky, winds and fires, and off we go on a Wednesday morning. It is strike one on the outside corner. And the game time temperature is 88 degrees, and we're underway right on schedule. 11:06 a.m. Our first pitch time is a breaking ball is lofted foul out of play, and it is nothing and two on Ian Muller, batting 175 on the year with five home runs and 24 RBIs. 39 total hits on the season for the down east designated hitter, and the fastball sails up high. It is 1-2. Connor Piotto hits cleanup, followed by Yancy Pena, fifth, and then Anthony Gutierrez, sixth. The 7-9 are Griffin Chaney, Zion Bannister, and Eric Alvarez. Here's the pitch. It's low. Two balls and two strikes. Down East comes in at 48-38 overall. They're 11-14 in the second half after the loss yesterday and currently sit in fifth place, 3.5 games out of first place in the North. Slider outside, and it fills the count on Muller. They do appeal very late up the line, and Chris Janke, our base umpire today, says he did not go. Michael Corbett is on the bases, and the ump's breaking out the baby blue polos today. The black ball caps, baby blue polos, dark gray pants. A hack of the 3-2, and it's fouled away again by Muller. Down East were your North Division champions in the first half, so they are one of the two playoff teams, along with Myrtle Beach, that'll kind of get to play a low-stress second half, knowing that they'll be playing extra baseball come mid-September. Fastball elevated, and that's ball four. So very good at bat worked by Ian Muller to start the game. He fell behind 0-2, worked it all the way back to 3-2, fouled away a pitch, and then draws the walk. And Tyler Guilfoyle forced to throw a lot of pitches in his first at bat of the day. 7-pitch walk to Muller. And it brings Gleyder Figueroa up to the plate. Figueroa was in the five spot yesterday, jumps up to the two hole today. And now Guilfoyle out of the stretch, delivers. And missed outside with a changeup.
It's the same nine in the order for down east. Just a bit of a shuffle in the lineup with Muller moving up from the two spot up to the one spot. Griffin Chaney, yesterday's leadoff hitter, down to seven.
The 1-0. And Figueroa chased a low changeup. He missed it. 1-1. You know, one change for Fayetteville today, and that's the addition of Hector Nieves at the bottom of the order. He was added to the roster yesterday from the Florida Complex League and is helping provide a little bit of roster depth on a Fayetteville roster that's a little short right now. They have two open spots on the roster. They only have 28 total players at the moment, so Nieves will get a chance to play full-season pro ball for the first time today in a Fayetteville debut. We'll get to the rest of that starting lineup come the bottom of the first. Tyler Guilfoyle falls behind Figueroa, two balls and a strike. First base side of the rubber. As Mueller leads off, here's the pitch. Ripped foul off to the right and onto the concourse. So two balls and two strikes for Figueroa on a pretty well-struck ball. That came off hot off the barrel.
Yeah, almost 105 on the exit below. He can get around on a ball. You leave it over the plate, so Guilfoyle trying to keep it down in the zone against Figueroa.
Two balls and two strikes. Here comes the pitch home, and a fastball gets him waving. Figueroa strikes out. And Tyler Guilfoyle able to bounce back after the walk. Brings up Miguel Villarreal, the shortstop and three hitter. And let's work around the Fayetteville defensive alignment today.
Yeah, one error in the opener yesterday for the Woodpeckers. Luis Encarnacion, who was at first base yesterday, out to left field, as mentioned, Nieves in center. Luis Baez is the right fielder. Then Tyler Whitaker in the infield. He is at third base. Jackson Loft in the shortstop. Ricardo Below at second. Garrett McGowan at first. And Sandro Gastón does the catching for Guilfoyle.
First pitch fastball up and away. Miguel Villarreal takes ball one. Villarreal at 238 on the year, two home runs, 16 RBIs, and only a 258 on base percentage to go along with. Runner on the go to second. Guilfoyle steps off, throws to second. Below drops the tag, and it's not in time. Ian Mueller breaking really early. And Tyler Guilfoyle still hesitated a little bit while he was on the rubber. You could tell he was conflicted. And his middle infield encouraging him to step off, but the throw just got in too late. Mueller swipes a bag. Miguel Villarreal readies for the 1-0 pitch with a runner now in scoring position. Here's the offering. And he hits a liner out to center. That stays up for Nieves. He has to make a last-second correction and snares it at his shins for out number two. Looked like that ball was going to wind up in his shoulders, and then last moment it took a dive on him. But Nieves gets involved in the defense for the first time, and there's two outs. Mueller forced to hold at second base.
It can be tough to make your debut in the outfield at Segra Stadium. It's even tougher when you're out in center field with all the ground you have to cover. Nieves did the right thing. He froze. Not sure if that ball was in front of him or behind him, and once he realized it was in front of him, he was able to charge in and make the play.
Connor Piotto now. The left-handed hitter, he has an upright stance, batting cleanup today. And a first pitch fastball elevated for ball one. Yeah, center can be tricky first time out at Segra Stadium because of a lot of the zigzags in the wall. That rocking porch juts out, and then you have the carve-out along with the center field wall that recedes a bit. And Guilfoyle going to step off.
Reminds me a little bit of Milwaukee, where they have
sure.
Those uneven angles and those walls can come up on you in a hurry if you're not ready for it.
Piotto waves the bat. He's ready. The pitch is foul tipped to the screen, and it is 1-1. The Woodpeckers are in the alternate reds today, a black ball cap, red bill with the white Fayetteville cursive F embroidered on the front. The red uniform that says the Ville in black across the chest, a black numeral outlined in white on the back of the uniform, black belt, and a white pant with a black pinstripe down the side of the leg. Tyler Guilfoyle wears black cleats. Connor Piotto in a one ball, one strike count. Mueller off a second base. And the 1-1 down and inside. Two balls and one strike. Meanwhile, Down East is back in their leaf camo uniform today. Black batting helmet, the camouflage uniform, kind of a brown color with wood ducks in white across the chest, a white numeral on the front and back of the jersey. And then a black belt with gray pants, an orange pinstripe down the leg, and high black socks for Connor Piotto in the left side. 2-1 home is just low and away. And three balls and a strike for Connor Piotto now. He's at 283 on the year with one home run, 16 RBIs, and a 366 on base percentage. No score here early in the top of the first. Guilfoyle pitches. And the 3-1 is right at the bottom of the zone. Strike two to Piotto, and the count is full.
And Guilfoyle trying to keep everything away from Piotto, who's a big-time power hitter. course, had the 3-double game in this ballpark back in April.
Three-two payoff pitch. Piotto takes ball four. Just outside, not by much, but a close pitch for Guilfoyle, and he issues his second walk of the inning. And it brings up Yency Pena. He'll get a chance to hit with two on, two out.
And Guilfoyle had just two walks over his previous 12 and a third innings coming into this ball game. So not too often as of late have you seen Guilfoyle struggle with his command. I will say, though, some of these misses have just been by a matter of inches. He's right there, just good discipline from the Down East offense.
Yency Pena stepping in, right-handed hitter. He's playing at third base today. No home runs, two RBIs, and a force at every base for Guilfoyle. He pitches and missed inside with a slider. 1-0. His strikeout of Gleyder Figueroa, by the way, number 70 of the year for Guilfoyle. Now 70 strikeouts over the span of 47 and a third. Really good punch-out rate. And he's limited the walks. You don't often see him walk two batters in an inning. He's only got 19 walks all year now. And Pena takes a big hack at a sweeping slider. He fell down to a knee as he cut at that baseball. One hand came flying off the handle of the bat as well. And now in a 1-1 count, Sandra Gastone with a quick set of signs for his infield out in front of the plate before he pops back into the crouch. Next pitch will be number 23 of the inning. Guilfoyle forced a labor early on a warm Wednesday morning. 1-1. And a line drive out to center. Nieves coming in again, and this time making a routine catch in the chest. Hector Nieves staying busy in his first inning defensively with the Woodpeckers. He puts away a couple of fly balls, and Down East strands a couple of runners in a scoreless inning for Guilfoyle. We're going to the bottom of the first. It's lofted by Baez Whitaker to lead it off. Bring you the rest of the starting nine as well when Woodpeckers baseball continues in a moment.
Entrance is brought to you by Cumberland Tractor Kubota of Fayetteville. Visit their location at 1530 Middle River Loop right here in Fayetteville for a variety of services and Kubota equipment. Summer camp day, make some noise for Bunker! Free tacos? Well, here's your chance. If the Woodpeckers score six runs today, all fans in attendance will win a free taco from El Cazador. If the magic number hits, fans will receive a coupon on their way out today. Coupons are redeemable at any of their locations here in Fayetteville. Say it loud and proud. Say, we want tacos with me on three. One, two, three.
Sweep you up like a rubber. Straight up, I gotcha. Making you fall like that.
Break it down.
Oh, when I look in the mirror, I met your heart into two. I got the superstar glow, so ooh.
To the boogie night.
Side step right, left to my beat. High like the moon, rock with me, baby. Know that I got that heat. Let me show you.
On the mound for the Woodducks, Aiden Curry. Leading off the bottom of the first inning for the Woodpeckers, the shortstop, number 22, Jackson Lofton.
Bottom of the first inning just underway on a Wednesday morning. Down East strands two in the top of the first, and now Lofton leads off the bottom of the first inning with a foul ball, third base side on the ground against Down East starter Aiden Curry. Curry is a 21-year-old and a 6'5" right-hander, originally born in the state of New York. Went to college at Fordham, rather a high school at Fordham Prep in New York, where he was drafted by the Rangers. Here comes the pitch to Lofton, and it sails outside to the screen. He is 5-2 with a 2.41 ERA. Really good figures in his second year with Downey. He made just one start last year in one appearance, so really this is his first full season in the Carolina League. 14 games, 10 starts, and over 59 and two-thirds innings. Has totaled 75 strikeouts, 21 walks, and only given up 16 earned runs and three home runs. A run preventer. and a top-of-the-line starter for this Down East rotation that has some of the best numbers pitching-wise across the entire circuit. 2-1 pitch, and Lofton misses, takes outside, I should say, and it's 3-1. First in ERA, first in whip, and this guy, Aiden Curry, is one of the big reasons why. He goes to the rosin bag, chalks up the hand, and gets back to the top of the hill. Gets the sign from Piotto and pitches, and he takes a strike, Lofton does, on the outside corner. 3-2. Luis Baez to follow. He's on deck, and then Tyler Whitaker in the hole. 4-6 are Luis Encarnacion, Ricardo Below, John Garcia, and the bottom three are Garrett McGowan, Sandro Gastón, and Hector Nieves in his debut. After the timeout, Lofton back into the right side. Curry ready to deliver, and he fires the 3-2 pitch. Lofton pops it up, and it will sail out of play.
And Curry, not right now a top 30 prospect for Texas Rangers, but I think he's well on his way to cracking that top 30 with the year he's been having. A guy who was kind of a casualty of that 2020 draft that only went 5 rounds, had to sign undrafted, but he has made the most of his time with the Rangers organization.
3-2. Here's another payoff. Lofton swings and got under it. Left center field for Alvarez and Gutierrez. It is Gutierrez, the Downey center fielder, making the call and the catch. And Lofton flies out to begin the home first inning. Let's work around the rest of the Down East defense in this one.
Yeah, Alvarez out left, Gutierrez in center, Zion Bannister back in right field, Glader Figueroa, the third baseman, Miguel Villarroel, the shortstop, Griffin Chaney is at second base, Yency Pena, the first baseman, and Connor Piotto, the DH yesterday, does the catching for Curry today.
It is now Luis Baez swinging at the first pitch and missing a slider. Good pitch that swept down and outside on him. Nothing and one on the walk-off hero from Tuesday night. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Baez takes it low and away. He hit a fly ball out to right. It got over the head of Bannister and landed at the base of the wall. Officially scored a single, but under normal circumstances, probably would have gone for his 7th double of the year. The 1-1. And he rockets this one deep to right. Bannister falling back, but before the track, that ball dies, and it's caught for out number 2. Luis Baez showing an opposite field prowess. We've seen him with gap-to-gap line drives that have accounted for all those doubles, whether it's left center, right center. Has the power to hit to all fields and hit home runs to all fields, but he's still waiting for his first ball to clear the fence in the Carolina League.
There's a good chance it's going to happen in the coming days if he keeps swinging the bat the way he has to start his single-A career.
Now it's Whitaker taking strike one on a changeup. Nothing and one on Tyler Whitaker as the kids chant Tyler, Tyler. I think they were chanting for Jackson and Luis as well. The 0-1. And that's just off the plate, low and away. Good velo coming in for Aiden Curry. Stadium radar gun had that one clocked at 95 miles an hour. The tall right-hander delivers the 1-1, and Whitaker looks at strike two, a fastball squeezing on the inside. Nobody on base, two away, no score here in the bottom of the first. And Aiden Curry winding, throwing the 1-2, and Whitaker looks at it low and away. So Whitaker staying patient here, looking at 4 straight pitches to get to a 2-2 count. Whitaker adding 260 on the year. Or pardon me, a 280 rather for Whitaker with 3 home runs and 19 RBIs. A slider taken on the top of the zone, and Whitaker looked at every pitch. He goes down on strikes, and Aiden Curry puts up a 1-2-3 first inning. We're going to the top of the second, and Tyler Guilfoyle back to the mound when we return.
Well, you
back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Tyler Guilfoyle. Leading off the top of the second inning for the Wood Ducks, the center fielder, number 13, Anthony Gutierrez.
It's the top of the second inning. No score after one this morning. Hope you have your coffee and bagel while joining us on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. And we are looking for our first run of the game with Anthony Gutierrez at the plate. Tyler Guilfoyle back to the mound and delivering strike one on the Downey center fielder. Next pitch on the ground out towards short. Gloved by Lofton. A step and a throw to first in time for the first out. Guilfoyle has not given up a hit so far. He's allowed a couple of walks, but that is all. Stranded two runners in the first. And squares off against Griffin Chaney now. He led off for Down East yesterday. Drops into the seven spot today. First time we've gotten a look at Griffin Chaney in the head-to-head season series. Here's the wind and the offer. It's outside for ball one. Chaney went hitless in the top of the order yesterday. And now the look in and the pitch for Guilfoyle. And he spins a low inside corner breaking ball for strike one.
Feels a bit strange to not see Cam Colley in the middle of the infield for Down East with how he's been a staple in that lineup for the better part of the last 2 years.
Finally got his call up to High A Hickory along with the likes of Yosi Gallon, which we mentioned yesterday. Another staple for Down East over the last couple of seasons, one of their big home run hitters. So, this Down East lineup starting to take on a different identity than what we've been used to seeing. Fastball up and away, it's 2-2. The Wood Ducks still have an 8-5 record against the Woodpeckers this year over 13 games. Two balls, two strikes, and here it is, the break even. A line drive pulled foul left side and into the screen. They'll keep it where it is. Still a lot of games, though, in the head-to-head to be played. There's 24 total games between these two clubs this year. Today and then four more to follow this week in Fayetteville and then another six-game series towards the back end of August, I believe, when we'll play that one on the road in Kinston.
Yeah, second to last road series of the year. It'll be six in Kinston and then six in Kannapolis for Fayetteville.
In the early stages of the only 12-game homestand of the year today, and this pitch flied foul left side onto the train tracks. Will rain 2-2 on Chaney. Kind of odd how that worked out. A lot of teams have a pair of 12-game homestands throughout the regular season. For the Woodpeckers, it's flip-flop. They go on the road for a 12-game stretch twice this year. 2-2 again. Chaney goes down swinging. Fastball up and outside, and Guilfoyle got him with a 90-mile-per-hour heater.
There's a lot of numbers this year for Tyler Guilfoyle that have been impressive, but to me, Chappie, the most impressive is the success he's had against right-handed batters. Coming into today, Tyler Guilfoyle has had an opponent batting average against right-handers this year of 108. It doesn't get much better than that when you're almost 50 innings into the season.
Yeah, with 43 of his 71 strikeouts now against right-handed hitters. There must be something about that slider that is deceptive to those righties. Guilfoyle spins it pretty well. He can place it low and in, low and outside. Gets to a 2-0 count on Zion Bannister. Two outs, base is empty, and a scoreless tie. 2-0, and it's off the plate away. Three balls, no strikes. So Bannister can stay patient here and look for the one he wants. No homers, 10 RBIs on the year for Bannister. 227 hitter coming into today. And Guilfoyle places a fastball in there for strike one. Very still morning. No movement in those flags out in left center field. Just kind of hot down there. 3-1. And it's a liner out into center. Nieves sprinting over, but it'll drop. Fayetteville center fielder picks up, throws back to the infield, and it's a two-out single for Zion Bannister. First Down East hit against Guilfoyle. Extends the inning for Eric Alvarez in the 9-hole.
Been a good start to the series now for Bannister. Had a hit yesterday, put the ball in play all four times, scored one of Down East's two runs. Let's see if they have him in motion with two down and the nine hitter Alvarez up.
Guilfoyle at the belt. works out of the stretch again. And the runner's going. Bannister taking off for second. Gastone's throw arrives in time. Below received and swiped the tag all in one fluid motion. And Bannister had a good jump, but he is still cut down by Gastone. And Guilfoyle faces the minimum with a little help from his catcher. A scoreless second. We're going to the home half. Nothing-nothing early on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
You've won a tumbler courtesy of Blanton's. Call Blanton's for all your air conditioning, plumbing, and electrical needs. There they are. Show us those tumblers. All right. Cool as a fair.
You never take advice. Someday you'll pay the price. I know. I've seen it before. It happens all the time. You're closing the door. You leave the world behind. You're digging for gold. You're throwing away a fortune and feelings. But someday you'll pay.
Back on the mound for the Wood Ducks, Aiden Curry. Leading off the bottom of the second inning for the Woodpeckers, the left fielder, number 23, Luis Encarnacion.
Bottom of the second inning. Top of the second ends on a caught stealing to Zion Bannister at second, and now Luis Encarnacion gets to swing it. He rips at the first pitch and sends a one-hopper out to short. Diving backhand by Villarreal. His throw to first, not in time. Encarnacion will leg out an infield single, but what an effort by the Downey shortstop. Villarreal to dive and snare that one deep in the hole, prevented from getting to left. Enka, the leadoff hit.
He knocked it down with the glove. If he got it cleanly, straight away, I think Villarreal gets Encarnacion over there at first, and we're talking about one of the best defensive plays we've seen this year at Segra Stadium. But instead, Fayetteville has the leadoff man on. Dangerous part of the order. 5, 6, and 7 right here. Some of the hottest bats in the Woodpeckers lineup.
New hitter is the switch hitter of Ricardo Below, and he cuts it a first pitch fastball. 93 miles an hour. He bats from the left side, Below, with 6 home runs on the year to go along with his 28 RBIs. Encarnacion, some good speed off of first. Middle infield double play depth. And here's the pitch. Inside, ball one. 1-1 on Ricardo Below. Comes in batting 255 along with his 6 home runs, as mentioned. He has 11 doubles and 3 triples. His 3 triples lead the team after Zach Cole's departure. 1-1. The pitch from Curry. In on the hands and shot foul left of Ricky Rivera over in the third base coach's box. He's back over there coaching third today, even though Dylan Mazzo's 3-0 after the walk-off win yesterday as the third base coach. Dylan back in his usual territory today over at first base, giving a couple of words to Encarnacion, who takes his lead. 1-2 on Below. Curry, the right-hander, goes to the shoulders, kicks, pitches, and sailed one high. 94-mile-per-hour fastball off target, and it's 2-2.
Can't ask for much more if you're Ricky on your 30th birthday yesterday with the walk-off victory and a special moment with Lofton breaking the steals record. It was a great all-around day for the Woodpeckers to open up this series.
And Below swings at a 2-strike pitch, and down he goes. Below batting 278, was going to mention before that pitch, as a left-handed batter this year against right-handed pitching. That's a stronger side. And he's the first out of the second inning. As John Garcia strides in, right-handed batter. He's DHing today after working behind the plate last night. John Garcia, one of the big RBI producers over the last couple of weeks for the Woodpeckers. Didn't have an RBI yesterday. Here's the pitch. And he takes a high slider, a little bit inside as well. That's pretty well located, but it goes as ball one. John Garcia is batting a collective 204 and playing in game number 69 today. 12 doubles, the four home runs, along with 26 RBIs. Encarnacion hanging off of first base. Here's the 1-0. And it's a fastball right down the middle, strike one. Garcia with 31 walks, 66 strikeouts as well, and the 8 stolen bases. On base percentage this year up to .344. Curry throws the 1-1, and Garcia swung a little early. Well placed slider on the low outside corner and got him to lean forward. 1-2.
And Curry standing at 6'5", so that slider starts way up high on that release point and dips all the way down and away to a right-handed batter.
Here's the 1-2 pitch, and Garcia strikes out. Low slider. And Aiden Curry has struck out back-to-back hitters in this second inning. He's now fanned three of the first six batters he's faced.
And he also disguises that slider extremely well. You think it's a fastball until about halfway home, and we're talking about three hundredths of a second that pitch is coming in, three-tenths of a second, rather, and it's hard to decipher that fastball and slider. You got a 50-50 shot of guessing, and Garcia guessed wrong, evidently, there.
It is now Garrett McGowan. First pitch to him, and Encarnacion breaking for second. Throw down by Piotto is high, and Villarreal leaping up atop the bag cannot drop the tag in time. So Encarnacion hanging out on first base, watched a below and Garcia strike out. With two outs, he gets aggressive and gets into scoring position for McGowan. Garrett with the grand slam on Sunday in that franchise record-setting day for the offense. Curry picks up the leg, twirls around his second, and looks Encarnacion back. McGowan on the year, just 163, playing in his 45th game today. Six doubles, now three homers, 11 RBIs. Swings and fouls it off. It's nothing in two. McGowan getting the start over at first base today, which is his natural position, but right now Fayetteville has just three true outfielders available on the roster, and McGowan's ability to play left field has been in big in terms of keeping him in the lineup, keeping his bat in the lineup. Here's the 0-2, and he swings and sprays it foul up over our heads. And he keeps the count where it is. No balls, two strikes. McGowan's drawn 18 walks this year, 51 strikeouts across 147 at-bats. Long pause, and now another 0-2 from Curry. McGowan went down to get it and pops it up to shallow left. Infielders drifting out, and Figueroa, third baseman, making a backpedaling catch for the final out of the second inning. Leadoff single is all, and Encarnacion swipes second but is left in scoring position. And it's all zeros. Two innings through today on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Just put your hands on top of the bongos and play them. There you go. Don't wave, play the bongos. on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Tyler Guilfoyle. Leading off the top of the third inning.
Top of the third, Eric Alvarez back to the plate. His bat taken away from him after Zion Bannister caught stealing to end the second inning. We're scoreless after two. Guilfoyle back to the mound, Dan, now in the play-by-play. Let's send it over to Colin Casey.
Thank you, Andrew Chapman. Alvarez takes ball one outside from Guilfoyle. Eric Alvarez playing in just his ninth game in full-season baseball. They're getting promoted earlier in the month. Swing and a miss. It's 1-1. That was pitch number 40 from Guilfoyle. Through eight games with Down East, Alvarez 261 batting average and a 379 on-base percentage. So he has been pretty impressive through the early going. And he fouls one straight back. Born in February of 2005, so still a pretty young 18. And making us feel pretty old. Mm-hmm. The 1-2. Breaking ball popped up. Back behind first, McGowan has to run all the way to the outfield grass, and he makes a basket catch with his back to home plate. Garrett McGowan showing off the leather to open up this third inning.
Yeah, great catch. I guess being a left fielder pays dividends every once in a while for McGowan. Drifted out into uncharted territory for a first baseman and communicated as well. I think that's just the biggest thing on a play like that. When you have three infielders coming together, everybody's head is upward. Somebody taking charge and making that play is what gets the job done.
First pitch to Ian Moeller. Just a bit inside. He was an elite defensive player in his college days at Pittsburgh State. Did not make a single error his final year there. And he's got those outfield skills as well, as Chappie alluded to just a few moments ago. 2-0 on Moeller, who drew a walk to open up the ball game. Guilfoyle has issued two walks and has allowed just one hit through two and a third. It's a fastball over. It's 2-1. Guilfoyle slider gets a check swing from Moeller, and home plate umpire Mike Corbett says he went around. It's 2-2. Moeller steps back into the box. Five homers, 24 driven in on the year for the Down East designated hitter. Guilfoyle's 2-2, and Moeller hits it a long way out to center field, drives back Nieves all the way to the warning track. He falls down, and he comes up with it. It has been an adventure in center field for Hector Nieves in his Segra Stadium debut, but he's 3-for-3 on putouts. Haven't been the prettiest, but he's gotten the job done, two down.
Well, a couple of kind of circus catches here in the third inning. There's McGowan with the over-the-shoulder basket catch, and now Nieves staying very busy out there. It hadn't looked perfect at times for Nieves, but hey, he's 3-for-3, and he's okay with those wall dimensions and the kind of illusion it can play for center fielders out there.
Figueroa takes strike one. You wonder, Chappie, if it's the sun that might also be a bit problematic for him. 1-1 now. You're not often used to seeing the sun rising behind home plate when you're usually playing at 7 o'clock, 5 mm-hmm. o'clock here at Segra Stadium. And this time that sun now just about overhead. But still, different position than most are used to. Fastball for pitch number 50 from Guilfoyle up and away on Figueroa, who struck out swinging back in the first. Foul tips one off of Gastone to even things up. Figueroa, 19-year-old out of the Dominican Republic, playing in his 75th game with Down East this year. Played six games late last year with the Wood Ducks. And the 2-2 is swung on and missed. Tyler Guilfoyle picks up his third strikeout. He is through three scoreless innings. We're on to the bottom of the third. Still no score from Segra Stadium on this morning edition of Woodpeckers Baseball on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Hutchins Law Firm has served this community's legal needs for over 42 years and have now expanded to cover the Carolinas. For all your civil legal needs, Hutchins Law Firm can help. As a dedicated partner of the Woodpeckers over the last 5 years, Hutchins and the Woodpeckers would like to recognize the Hutchins Law Firm High Performance Season Ticket Holder of the Game, Dennis Franken. There he is, cool as a fan. Leading off the bottom of the third inning for the Woodpeckers, the catcher, number 47, Sandro Gaston.
It was a 1-2-3 top of the third inning for Tyler Guilfoyle, and now he'll hope his offense can get him out in front in the bottom half of the third. Fayetteville nothing, Down East nothing. Here in downtown Fayetteville, Colin Casey, Andrew Chapman. Delighted to have you as we approach noon on the East Coast in a rare morning affair for the Woodpeckers. Sandro Gaston digs in for the first time, swings and misses at a high fastball at 95 from Aiden Curry, who's been equally as impressive through two innings on the hill. There's that slider again from Curry. It's left alone by Gaston, who's hitting 184 on the year, has the lone home run in this ballpark and 25 runs driven in. He's caught out in front, and it is 1-2. Long home run out to left field against the Kannapolis Cannonballers for Sandro, but he's made up for it, what he's lacked in the home run department, with the two baggers among the top 10 in the Carolina League in doubles this year. He's now at 17. But he chases a fastball up high for strike three. Aiden Curry has now struck out three of the last four batters he's faced. Four strikeouts total on the outing. Now we have the first at-bat in Fayetteville Woodpeckers uniform for center fielder Hector Nieves. No stranger to full-season baseball, Nieves, that is. He has spent time up in Double-A Corpus Christi. 2021 draft pick in the 19th round out of Puerto Rico. Hits one sharply on the ground to second base, but a couple of steps to the right for Cheney, and he throws on to Pena for out number two. So one pitch, and Nieves is retired. Five in a row set down by Curry.
You like to see Nieves come up to the plate, ready to swing. Got a fastball about knee-high, 93. Timed it up pretty well, right on the ground sharply to second there, but you know, sometimes you show up, new guy in town, maybe you're a little timid, take a couple pitches, but swinging in the bottom of the order. I'd like to see that.
So here's Lofton for the second time. Takes a slider down and away. For Nieves, it was 13 games in Corpus Christi, 14 games with the Florida Complex League Astros. So just about dead even between those two, and now here he is in single A. 94-mile-an-hour fastball, and Lofton can only foul it straight back. Jackson reached base three times in five trips yesterday and scored three runs. 1-1, perfectly located from Curry on the outside corner as Lofton shakes his head in disapproval and asks for time. That one a couple inches off the plate. It's been an otherwise pretty consistent strike zone so far for Mike Corbett this afternoon. Curry, a deep sigh, winds, kicks, and delivers. And he misses upstairs with the heater. He's 7:05 the next 3 days following today. Pardon me, the next 2 days following today. 5:05 on Saturday, 2:05 on Sunday. Pitch misses low, and the count now full on Jackson Lofton. Luis Baez waits on deck. Both teams have no runs on just one hit. Payoff pitch, called strike three. And Curry gets Lofton looking. His fifth strikeout through three frames. It is a pitcher's duel thus far through the opening third of the ball game. We're on to the fourth at Zegra Stadium. Nothing's our score.
Highway 24 in East Fayetteville. All right, fans, get ready for Volleyball Versus. Today, Section 124 is facing off against Section 125. Who will win? Let's cheer them on. For the Woodpeckers, Tyler Guilfoyle. Leading off the top of the fourth inning for the Wood Ducks, the shortstop, number one, Miguel Villarroel.
Tyler Guilfoyle back on the mound for the Woodpeckers to begin the fourth inning. Still no score, and his first pitch comes in and grazes the left hand of Miguel Villarroel, and he will be awarded first base, but he is shaking that hand in discomfort. He will go on and undo his left shin guard. And it seems like he will be all right enough to head down to first. So the leadoff man on for just the second time in the ballgame for Down East. And a rare getaway first pitch from Guilfoyle.
Yeah, Guilfoyle has not had too many of those this year. He's only hit six batters all season long. As mentioned, he's limited the walks as well. It's been good to see him hone in that control a little bit since he walked two batters in the first inning, but just a fastball that got away.
Cleanup man Connor Piotto in. Infield at double play depth for the Woodpeckers. First pitch down and in on Piotto, who walked in that first inning. He and Ian Moeller were stranded. Two runners that Down East have left on so far. Piotto fouls it straight back. That average now 283 on the year for him, but a 371 on base percentage, so he has been very effective in getting on the base paths. One ball, one strike from the stretch. Guilfoyle delivers. Backdoor breaking ball just outside. These two clubs joining the Carolina League in the same year. That was 2017. Part of the expansion. Both teams originally had their affiliates, Houston and Texas, that is, out in California. We're pushing on to the East Coast here in North Carolina. Runner on the move, 2-1, is sent foul off to the left by Piotto. Woodpeckers spending the first 2 years as the Buies Creek Astros playing their games out at Campbell University, but both have been in the league now for what is now their sixth season of operations. Guilfoyle with the 2-2. Lined and caught by McGowan at first, and he backpedals to the bag and doubles off Villarroel. An absolute rocket off the bat of Connor Piotto, but it couldn't have been placed much worse for the Wood Ducks. 101 off the bat, right into the mitt of McGowan, a three unassisted double play.
Well, an inch more to the left, and maybe that ball's into right field. But Garrett McGowan with lightning quick reflexes was playing shallow, so it gets up on you even quicker. Great play.
And a much needed break there for Guilfoyle, who gets a strike over on Yency Pena. He's going to keep his pitch count down if he can get out of this inning facing the minimum, get him back out for potentially a fifth inning of work. And he gets another one over on Pena, nothing and two to the Downey's first baseman. Guilfoyle's faced the minimum over the last two and two-thirds. Line drive softly into center field, and that will be a two-out single for Pena. He had the big swing yesterday for Down East to pull even in the seventh inning. A wall ball double to left, and here he'll keep things alive in the top of the fourth and bring up Anthony Gutierrez. Gutierrez 0-for-1 with a ground out to short. That began the second frame. There is an arm starting to get a little bit loose out in Fayetteville's bullpen. Off speed, outside corner, nothing and one on the Down East center fielder. Wood Ducks firmly locked into the playoffs, winning the first half title in the South Division, the North Division. Find themselves 3.5 out of first in the second half. Pitch misses up and away. If they were to rally and win that North Division, it would go, the playoff spot that is, would go to the team with the best full season record in the North, not named Down East. Right now, that is, in fact, a team that's out in front in the North by a game, the Carolina Mudcats. 1-1, close pitch. Looked like it might have been there. Guilfoyle doesn't get the call. And for Carolina, why is that significant? Well, it would be the first time they would make the playoffs in 15 years, ending the longest drought in minor league baseball as far as playoffs go. Guilfoyle's 2-1 line softly into left, and it'll fall in front of Encarnacion. It is back-to-back two-out base hits for the Wood Ducks, and they put the pressure on Guilfoyle in this fourth.
Well, how big is that double play by Garrett McGowan a moment ago after the hit-by-pitch? Connor Piotto has the best struck ball out of anybody this inning, and that got into the outfield. You're looking at four straight base runners and an inning that's unraveling a bit, but Guilfoyle's still in the driver's seat here, and anything on the ground to strike out gets him out of the inning.
Huge spot here for Griffin Chaney. Struck out swinging his first time up, trying to break through in this series. He's 0-for-5 with three strikeouts thus far. Pena at second, Gutierrez at first. Either being held on with two away, and Guilfoyle will step off. Here's the first pitch. Breaking ball upstairs. Now at this point with his pitch count at 66 as the ball briefly gets away from Guilfoyle, but no advance. Pitch count nearing 70, so for Guilfoyle, the goal now, probably just get through this fourth inning and keep the game scoreless. A look at second base, and his 1-0 misses in tight on Chaney. Fayetteville looking to win their fourth straight game. That after wrapping up their series last week in Lynchburg with back-to-back wins and then winning the opener last night. Fastball outside corner. Guilfoyle trying to battle back. Eighth round pick a year ago out of University of Kentucky after spending first couple of seasons of his college career at Lipscomb University. 2-1 is fouled back. That's a Lipscomb program that has seen a lot of success at Division I level in recent times. They were in the College World Series last year. Out in Tennessee. Guilfoyle looks over at second. Pena a big lead and comes home. 2-2 is outside, and those base runners will get an extra head start with a full count and two down. Zion Bannister, who's been red hot to start this series, is on deck. Woodies would love to get him a shot. Payoff pitch to Chaney. Fastball up and in, ball four, and the bases are now loaded. So Guilfoyle laboring out there trying to get through this fourth inning. Pitching coach Zach Wilkins will head out there. You wonder if this might be Tyler Guilfoyle's last batter, whether it be an out, whether it be the swing that breaks the game open for Down East and gets him on the board.
Well, first mound visit of the day, and Guilfoyle has been able to work around base runners just fine up until this point. First time Down East has loaded up the bases on him, so good mound visit just to kind of focus him in a second to take a breather. Obviously warming up a little more and more by the hour down on the field. So Zach Wilkins using this opportunity just to talk a little scouting report as well against Bannister and what they've seen from him. Like you mentioned, Colin, one of the better Down East hitters so far this week, and kind of a game-defining spot right here for Guilfoyle to try and get out of it.
So here's Bannister, single, and then was caught stealing in the second. Nowhere to put him, and Guilfoyle will step off. Bannister has driven in 10 runs this year. He does not have a home run yet. And he foul tips the first pitch off of Gastone, who will need a second to recover as he limps to his feet and he'll try to walk it off. Mentioned Lipscomb went to their third NCAA tournament this year, their first since 2015. Actually won a couple of tournament championships back in the NAIA in the 70s. Jeff Forehand, the coach there, and is just wrapping up now his 17th season at the helm. No balls and a strike. Guilfoyle comes to the belt. And he misses down and away. Fayetteville has not trailed in this series through 12 innings. High fastball, good location, 1-2. Down East yesterday was able to pull even after falling behind 2-0 with a run in the sixth and the seventh. Fayetteville got the last laugh with Baez's walk-off single in the 10th. One ball, two strikes, two outs, bases loaded, and Bannister asked for time. These are those high leverage situations that are a lot different now with the pitch clock. Can't always ask for time, and as a pitcher, you can't take too long to deliver that crucial pitch. The 1-2. And Bannister fouls it straight back.
Well, pretty well located. He's only about 88 miles an hour or so coming in. Right at the top of the zone. And Guilfoyle just emptied the tank right now. If you're going to go high fastball, just everything you got, try and get that final strike.
His season-high pitch count is 78. This will be number 76. 1-2, fastball a little bit low. Gastone tried to frame it. That came two outings ago. In fact, his last start in this ballpark on the 14th against Augusta. Gave up just one hit through five scoreless innings, striking out seven Green Jackets. His 2-2, and that ball hit a ton out to right field. Baez back, but he makes the catch in front of the warning track. And a sigh of relief for Tyler Guilfoyle as he heads to the dugout. His day likely done, but in the end, it ends up being four scoreless for Guilfoyle. Down East leaves him loaded, and we're on to the fourth inning. Still no score from Segra Stadium.
Back on the mound for the Wood Ducks, Aiden Curry. Leading off the bottom of the fourth inning for the Woodpeckers, the right fielder, number 15, Luis Baez.
Downey threatens in the top half but cannot bring across the game's opening run. We are scoreless heading to the bottom of the fourth inning. 2-3 and 4 due up for Fayetteville. Luis Baez steps in against Aiden Curry and takes ball one down and outside. Curry, three scoreless, just the one hit allowed, a single off the bat of Luis Encarnacion, who's due up third this inning, and five strikeouts for the New York native. Fastball just outside. Baez struck one pretty well out to right field, but Bannister was able to make the catch. Ironically enough, last inning ended with a Bannister fly out to Baez out in right field. Count now 3-0, and Baez is looking to coax his fifth walk already, compared to just three strikeouts. Not too often you see a young player like him have such a command of the strike zone. Takes one on the outside corner, 3-0 from Curry. Him and Ryan Clifford, a lot of similarities, not just the number that both guys wore. And Ricky Rivera talked about it pregame yesterday. And right there's that discipline from Baez. Five-pitch walk. And for the second time this afternoon, the Woodpeckers have the leadoff man on. Tyler Whitaker steps in with Baez at first. That's the first walk issued by Curry. He's had a couple of deep counts work, but he's been able to battle back. Loses Baez, though, this time, and now will have to contend with Whitaker, the former Astros third-round pick. Takes ball one outside. And that pitch missing well outside prompts Piotto to go to the mound, and he won't be the only one out there. Pitching coach out.
Might have seen something with his pacing. The second he delivered that pitch, he quickly got out of the dugout. Leo Valdez out there to the mound. And nobody up in the bullpen right now, but it looks like there might be a bullpen catcher throwing on some gear. Maybe a little mechanical thing they wanted to address with him out on the mound.
Valdez trots back to the dugout. 46 pitches so far for Curry. 21-year-old has not had to pitch from the stretch much so far in this ball game, and he misses with a fastball in on the hands. Just turned 21 on July 5th, born in Ossining, New York, and went to Fordham Prep right in the Bronx. Pitch. This is high. Had a bit of a rough introduction to professional baseball in 11 games with the Arizona Complex League Rangers in 2021. He had a 13.79 earned run average over just under 16 innings as Whitaker takes strike one. It's 3-1. Got a first full offseason, though, under his belt after that. And slowly but surely improved. Had a pretty solid year, second year with the ACL Rangers. Whitaker thinks he has ball four, but is a called strike two. And he will head back to the box with a full count pitch looming. Whitaker went down looking his first time up. And is so far 0 for 4 with a walk in the series. Curry gets his sign. Payoff pitch. Fastball just outside, and that is ball four. So back-to-back walks for Baez and Whitaker. And now Fayetteville, the ones threatening in this fourth inning. Two on, nobody out.
Yeah, it hasn't exactly been your base hit after base hit type of game to force these two lineups to threaten, but the walks the last couple of innings have set the stage for a big hit to break this thing open. You got a guy here in Enka that puts the ball in play often.
He has the only hit so far for Fayetteville. And he takes a fastball right down Hayes Street. With the hit, Encarnacion has now hit safely in four in a row. Coming off a bit of a quiet series for his standards out in Lynchburg. Went 5-for-27, but did have a home run in the finale. Foul tipped on the 94-mile-an-hour fastball. And Encarnacion in an 0-2 hole. Baez at second, Whitaker at first. Nothing in the bottom of the fourth. Enka takes a curveball outside. Still no throwing just yet in the Wood Ducks bullpen, but that might change quickly, depending on what Curry's pitch count looks like and just how much he struggles in this fourth. And Encarnacion high in the air to center. Coming in, Gutierrez charging, and he makes the catch. No advance from either runner, one down. With the doctor ordered for Curry. And now he'll contend with Ricardo below with still two on and one down. Below went down swinging his first time up. And just like the Wood Ducks against Guilfoyle, Wood Peckers starting to see the ball better the second time through the order. That'll happen when you've got two premier arms on the mound doing battle. Backdoor slider stays off the plate. And if Fayetteville's able to win today, they would have more wins in this home series than they did in the previous home series against Down East, where they dropped 5-6. They've only needed two games out of six to achieve that goal. 2-0 on below. And that was kind of a theme for the Woodpeckers the first couple months of the season. They really struggled at Segra Stadium. Went 8-18 through the months of April and May. Since then, 11-6 at home. Certainly more improved. Below with a stinger out to center field, and Gutierrez again able to make the play for the second out. Couple of flyouts to center from Encarnacion and below. And Curry, seeing the light at the end of the tunnel, might be able to find his way out of this inning unscathed. John Garcia stands in the way of that goal.
Yeah, Curry out away from getting four scoreless, just like his counterpart Guilfoyle. And it hasn't been easy for either of these starters. It hasn't been that efficient 1-2-3 inning. A lot of base runners that these starters have had to work around, but they've come up with big pitches and big moments.
First pitch to Garcia. Dips into the zone, and we've seen that slider a lot from Curry. You'd argue he's thrown it about the same amount of his fastball. He's mixed in a curve every once in a while, but primarily those two pitches have been his go-to. Look at Baez at second, now the 0-1. And Garcia, again, just unable to pick up that slider so far in his two at-bats against Curry. He was chasing that down and out of the zone his first time. And now he's in danger of striking out for a second straight plate appearance. Two walks to start the inning for the Woodpeckers, followed by two flyouts to center. Garrett McGowan waits on deck, hoping to get a chance in this fourth inning. Curry's 0-2. High fastball. If you're in the Fayetteville area, a lot of great promotions coming up this weekend. Copa night tomorrow night. Fireworks Friday on Friday, as well as Wizards and Magic Night, a Harry Potter themed night. Kick off the weekend. Breaking pitch in the dirt. Nice stop, though, by the catcher, Piotto. And then on Saturday, maybe the coolest night of the stretch, you've got Star Wars night, but you also have the World Series trophy that will be in town here in the 910. And also a great T-shirt giveaway with all the former Woodpeckers that have made it to the major leagues. The first 1,000 in attendance, so be sure to get here early and get your hands on that shirt. Curry's 2-2, and Garcia blown away by the fastball. Some big-time pitching from Aiden Curry following the first two walks. Tires the final three in order. Fayetteville strands a couple. We're on to the fifth inning. Still scoreless from second.
T-shirts! Get on your feet and make some noise for the Brian Honda T-shirt toss. This Woodpeckers pitching change is brought to you by Black's Tire and Auto Service. Entering the game for the Woodpeckers, number 35, Ian Fargo.
In Venezuela, popping bottles, putting supermodels in the cab. Proof, I guess I got my swagger back. New watch alert, new blows.
Leading off the top of the fifth inning for the Wood Ducks, the left fielder, number 16, Eric Alvarez.
a pitch clock violation to open up the fifth inning, called on the batter Eric Alvarez. So it's a free 0-1 count for the new pitcher on the mound for the Woodpeckers, right-hander Ian Fago. Here to tell you about him, here's the voice of the Woodpeckers, Andrew Chapman.
All right, thank you, Colin. Fago will pitch the fifth before they presumably go to the bullpen again. Tyler Guilfoyle fires four scoreless today and strikes out a three. It's the second straight outing now where Guilfoyle has not given up an earned run. Ian Fago gets a foul ball from Alvarez, nothing and two, quickly on the nine hitter. Next pitch is called strike three. A slider got him looking, and a two-pitch strikeout for Ian Fago to begin the fifth. Ian Mueller coming up to the plate, top of the Down East lineup card. He flied that ball deep to the center field warning track his last time, and Nieves made a last-second correction, fell to the ground as he made the catch, made a good play on it. And Ian Mueller now for a third time. He's reached once on a walk, takes the first pitch, slider low on the inside corner. So three pitches, three strikes for Ian Fago as he's locating well to begin his day out of the pen. Fago comes in to today's relief appearance 1-2 with a 6.35 ERA. Here's the 0-1, slider outside, 1-1. It's his 23rd game for Fayetteville this season, 27th in his Woodpeckers career dating back to last year. This season, 17 and a third innings. He has 25 strikeouts over that stretch along with 24 walks. Only two home runs given up and 12 total earned runs. Pitch down and inside on Fago, Mueller. Two balls and one strike. Second baseman below is towards the middle of the diamond. Left side about straight up. The 2-1. And Mueller swings and fouls it backwards. Two balls and two strikes. Fago really brings home the velo. 95 on that last fastball. He was touching 99, though. We had the Hawkeye system up in Lynchburg on the road last week, and he was consistently 98, 99. I mean, he was putting some of his hardest fastballs into the zone all year long. 2-2 pitch, here it is. And a slider is golfed out into shallow left center field. Encarnacion and Nieves coming forward. Nieves with the sunglasses glimmering makes the catch. And there's two away. Mueller retired. Glader Figueroa coming up. Ian Fago picking right up where Tyler Guilfoyle left off with two quick outs.
That was the easiest looking one for Hector out there in center. And even that one, he had to run quite a ways. But slowly but surely adapting to center field here at Segra Stadium. A nice job calling off Encarnacion as a center fielder.
Fourth put out today for Nieves in his debut. So plenty busy out there. And there's a first pitch slider dropping into Figueroa. It's nothing in one. Cold start to his Wednesday morning. 0-2, two strikeouts, both against Guilfoyle. Fago's 0-1. Is just outside. Called a strike, though. That was a 98-mile-per-hour fastball by Fago. Nothing and two. And Figueroa will have to protect to avoid the hat trick today. Infield swung around to the right. Nobody on, two away. No score in the top of the fifth. And Figueroa goes down swinging. High fastball got him at 97. He strikes out for a third time. And Ian Fago lights out from the bullpen. Pair of strikeouts in a 1-2-3 fifth. We're halfway through it this afternoon. No score on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
All right, fans, it's time for the Crab Grab. Take it away, Jackson.
Hello, hello. There it is. All right, what's going on, everybody? Down here on our first base dugout, I got Aliana, I got Brayden, and we are going to be down here doing the Crab Grab. It's summer camp day, so no one's crabby. They got their crab gloves on, though. They got to hold on to these fish. Let's see how many they can get. You guys ready? Go after it. Get it. They have to grab as many as they can with these gloves on and hold on to them. They cannot drop them. Whoever's got the most fish by the time they're all picked up or time runs out will be our champ. We'll give you guys about 10 more seconds. Oh, they're falling all over the place there, aren't they, Brayden? Aliana, you can get a few more, I know it. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and all right, let's see how many you got. Aliana, drop your pile right here. She's got five fish. Brayden, how about you? One, two, three, four, five, and six makes Brayden our winner. Everyone, let's hear it for big man Brayden with the claws. Let's also hear it for Aliana. Let's get it.
Back on the mound for the Wood Ducks, Aiden Curry. Any spot just set up my shop. You're mad at your girl always leading off the bottom of the fifth inning for the Woodpeckers, the first baseman, number 46, Jared McGowan. Like, yeah, separate my feet from the ground. It's just
home fifth inning, we are scoreless. Aiden Curry is back out on the mound for his fifth inning of work. Tyler Guilfoyle departed after four. Ian Fago pitching a scoreless fifth. And now Garrett McGowan swinging at the first pitch, roping it through the right side for a leadoff single. Garrett McGowan shot that one 104 off the bat. His exit velos are really eye-popping when he can put barrel to baseball. And McGowan now one for two, leadoff man aboard. That's the second straight inning now, third time in five innings today where the Woodpeckers have put the leadoff man on. But they're trying to bring around that first run. They stranded a runner in the second. They left two on in the fourth. Here's Sandra Gastone, 0 for 1 with a strikeout against Curry back in the third. Takes the first pitch, down and away, a slider, 1-0. Colin, yesterday you were heading down to field level in the 10th inning to prepare for a post-game interview. And you did get one of Baez, but you almost were going to have to talk to Sandro. Because
right.
He hit a deep foul ball that almost walked off the game. Pop fly right side, Pena drifting over to the rain tarp, and that ball land foul into the seats towards a group of summer campers.
Funny thing is, I had no idea either because I was in the elevator when that took place, and I walked down and saw the round out that Sandra had to the left side of the infield and thought, oh, okay, I didn't miss anything. That's
no,
good.
Yeah. He hit a 380-plus-foot foul ball just to the left of that left field foul pole that was almost good for his second home run and a walk-off homer before Baez did it in the next at bat. Pitch is called strike on the outside corner. And it is 1-2 on Sandro Gastone, the Cuban catcher who today is working behind the plate, was in the DH role yesterday. Big open gap on the right side, Chaney all the way towards the middle. Gastone looks at a slider low and away. And it levels on him, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pitch count up there now for Curry. He's at 68 pitches. And he's thrown 40 for strikes. Dropped his season ERA to 2.26 with 4-plus scoreless innings today. And on a 2-2, Gastone wanted to swing but held up. Breaking ball missed outside to him, and he stays patient 3-2. The more and more that Gastone can lay off pitches like that, the better hitter he'll become as a result. He'll see more strikes, more fastballs, which is what he really wants at the end of the day. 3-2, the payoff. And he swings at a slider. Good pitch by Curry. Spun it to the outside. Right on that outside border. Really well placed to Gastone, the 7th strikeout casualty from Aiden Curry today.
Yeah, that's when you got to tip your cap as a hitter. Gastone lays that off. That's probably a called strike with where it is. The pitcher's pitch right there. And that's something that Curry's done extremely well all season long. Big reason why his strikeout rate is so high.
Second at bat for Hector Nieves in his Woodpeckers debut today. Into the left side, an upright stance for Nieves, and an inside fastball too far inside, 1-0. Attacked the first pitch he saw in the third inning against Curry and grounded out sharply to second base. But as I mentioned at the time, good to see Nieves showing up and swinging the bat. Middle infield double play depth as McGowan takes a short lead off of first. Here comes the set, the 1-0. Nieves checks the swing, and he went too far. Michael Corbett calls it a strike on him. 1-1. He was named the power hitter of the game today in our daily stadium promotion, so no pressure, Hector. 1-1 with one out. Nieves 0-1. He wears those bright orange batting gloves and looks at a strike on the outside corner. 93-mile-per-hour fastball by Curry. We're not the only daytime game going right now. Delmarva is at Kannapolis. They're playing a summer camp day game. And Kannapolis, who fell behind Fayetteville in the standings with a loss yesterday, they lead early today 4-0 in the top of the second inning. 1-2 pitch, and Nieves goes down swinging. A elevated fastball, and Aiden Curry racks up another. He's got eight now.
Also ongoing right now, and perhaps more importantly for the Houston Astros, is the FCL Astros are in action, and we're seeing the debut of a number of their draft picks, including first-round pick Bryce Matthews, who walked in his first plate appearance, stole second base, and was caught stealing third. So already showing off some of the aggression as Carlos Maldonado heads out to the mound.
Well, they love running at this level up here, and you might as well get him ready to run in the FCL as well. Meeting out on the mound, and Carlos Maldonado will not take the baseball from Aiden Curry. He's going to return to the dugout. And after Curry probably pleaded his own case to stick out there and try and complete five innings, he's going to keep the baseball and square off against Jackson Lofton. Aiden Curry's hand must be all sorts of chalked up. He has used the rosin bag a lot today. Went to the rosin bag before the mound meeting, went to the rosin bag right after the mound meeting. On a hot day like today, a little bit of sweat in the hand as well can help you grip the baseball. Jackson Lofton up to the plate. Man at first, McGowan after his leadoff single. First pitch is high to Lofton, and it's 1-0. One of the few times I can remember all year where a single player scored every run in a victory. That was the case yesterday. Lofton scoring all three runs, including the walk-off run in the 10th in that 3-2 win. Lazy liner out to right, dropping quick. Down to a slide goes Bannister. He knocks it down but can't make the catch. McGowan breaking on contact, gets to third, and there are runners on the corners. Jackson Lofton punches a soft single into right center field. Bannister made a good effort on it. Kept the ball in front of him, which was the big key. Otherwise, McGowan's coming home. Jackson Lofton, with that base hit, has extended to a season-high eight-game streak. And back out to the mound comes the manager, Carlos Maldonado. And this time, he points to the bullpen. He gives the right hand, and Aiden Curry, who got to stay out there to face Lofton, will go just 4 2/3 today, and the bullpen will try and keep this game scoreless when we come back. I'll tell you about the new right-hander entering from the down east pen. You're tuned in to Woodpeckers Baseball. Runners on the corners, two away at the bottom of the fifth inning, and Fayetteville threatening to take the lead.
No, this can't be right. Hey, baby, come on. I loved you endlessly, and you wanna...
Now it's time to get funky. To the right now. To the left. Take it back now, y'all. One hop this time. One hop this time. Right foot, two stumps. Left foot, two stumps. Slide to the left. Slide to the right. Crisscross. Crisscross. Cha-cha, real smooth. Let's go to work. To the left. Take it back now, y'all. Two hops this time. Two hops this time. Right foot, two stumps. Left foot, two stumps. Hands on your knees, hands on your knees. Get funky with it. Oh, yeah. Come on. Cha-cha.
Fans, this Wood Ducks pitching change is brought to you by the North Carolina Education Lottery. Entering the game for the Wood Ducks, number 46, Kainoa Wynyard.
Right foot, let's start. Left foot, let's start. Right foot again, left foot again. Right foot, let's stump. Left foot, let's stump. Freeze! Everybody clap your hands. Come on, y'all. Check it out, y'all. How low can
Down East makes a pitching change. Kainoa Wynyard enters out of the bullpen. The right-hander squares off against Luis Baez with runners on the corners and two outs in the home fifth inning. First pitch to Baez is low. Curveball missed. One ball and no strikes. We are scoreless. A single by McGowan and a single by Lofton. Following strikeouts from Gastón and Nieves, have the Woodpeckers threatening. Back-to-back innings where they've put two runners on. Here's the 1-0. Baez swings, rips a ground ball to short. It's backhanded by Villarreal. Long throw, bouncing its way to first, but Pena digs it with a backhand, and the inning is over. Luis Baez hit it hard, but in a playable spot for Villarreal. And again, the Woodpeckers leave two runners on, and this game remains scoreless through five innings. We're heading to the sixth next on FanvilleWoodpeckers.com, the MILB First Pitch app, Valley Live, and MILB.tv.
What's your pick? Which one is it? Ian Bongo. We on shout it messing with a bro now. I'm a bro now. I'm the who, what, when, where to go now. Show sold out from the front to the back here. Leading off the top of the sixth inning for the Wood Ducks, the shortstop, number one, Miguel Villarroel.
Ian Fago with a dominating fifth. Fayetteville will turn to him again in the sixth inning. We're scoreless, and Miguel Villarreal leading off. First pitch backs him off the plate. And it is 1-0. Ian Fago struck out a couple, got a fly out in a 1-2-3 fifth inning. Then in the home fifth, Fayetteville unable to break onto the scoreboard. They strand runners on the corners, and they've left four on over the last two innings. Fago misses low with a breaking ball. And it's two balls and no strikes. He'll see the heart of the order. He'll hear Villarreal, Piotto, and then Pena, 3-4-5, who have gone a combined 1-4-4 two times through the order. 2-0 pitch popped up towards the first base dugout. McGowan drifts over, gets towards the railing, but that ball land foul into the Avex Club. Two balls and one strike for Villarreal, who was grazed on the hand with a pitch his last time up. Guilfoyle over four scoreless innings certainly worked around some base runners. Fayetteville stranded five, but Down East has also had their issues. They've left six on over five scoreless innings. Two balls, one strike. Fago going to the chest, works exclusively out of the stretch, and blitzes home a fastball for strike two. Fago's velocity in the 95-96 range today, which is a little softer than what he was bringing home in Lynchburg last week. 2-2 pitch, and Fago kicks, fires, and a fly ball struck to right the opposite way for Luis Baez. Takes a stroll over to his left and makes the catch towards the line for out number one. And we're seeing really good command today for Ian Fago, so maybe taking just a mile or two off the fastball is helping him establish that pitch a little bit more.
I mean, this is an experienced guy, so he knows what it takes to find success at the professional level. We saw him in Asheville last year, and that fastball will play at any level if he can locate it the way he has today.
It's the left-handed hitting cleanup man, Connor Piotto, and he looks at strike one. 0-1 on Piotto, who has walked and then seared a line drive to first base in the fourth inning. It was caught by Garrett McGowan and doubled off a runner at first. And one of those tough luck double plays for Piotto. The 0-1 is sprayed left side out to left field. Encarnacion in, stops, makes the grab, and there's two away. Corner outfielder's getting some work, and about time after Nieves has done all that work out in center field today. It brings up Yancy Peña. Two away, nobody out. We are scoreless. Peña with a single and a line out to center field. An upright stance from the right side for Peña. First pitch from Fago. Breaking ball that drops in, strike one.
Good to see the kids here in the ballpark being introduced to a pitcher's duel at a young age.
Yeah, learned that baseball term today. Here comes the 0-1, and it misses low. Trying to remember the scores of previous day games this year, education type of games, education day games.
That last one was between these two teams back in April, several weeks prior.
And a fastball for a strike. Maybe that 8-5 game, I think, on April 26th. That was a Wednesday. Yeah, 11:05 a.m. Yeah, an 8-5 game. So kind of the opposite. Saw a lot of offense in that game. And this time the kids get strikeouts and flyouts. 1-2. Two outs. Ian Fago looking for another 1-2-3 inning. And a fly ball lifted back out to right. Baez strolling over towards the line and making the catch as he approaches that warning track. A 1-2-3 inning again for Fago, and he has set down six straight across two perfect frames. Great middle relief from Ian Fago. We're going to the bottom of the sixth. Somebody looking for a breakthrough. It's scoreless.
There you go. You know how to sizzle. Ducks, Kai Noah, Wynyard. Leading off the bottom of the sixth inning for the Woodpeckers, the third baseman, number 13, Tyler Whitaker.
Kai Wynyard is back out on the mound to square off against Tyler Whitaker, 3-4-5 in the Fayetteville order, getting ready to bat third time through. Scoreless ball game in the home sixth. Whitaker looked at the first pitch high. It is 1-0. Next offering is low. A fastball by Wynyard. And it's two balls and no strikes. Whitaker today has struck out and also walked. Here's the wind and the offering. Fastball called strike on the outside corner. Wynyard came in behind Aiden Curry in the fifth after he gave up a two-out single to Lofton. Got the final out and now gets to work clean inning. Sets up near the shoulders, out of the abbreviated wine, fires, and Whitaker fouls a breaking ball backwards. Two balls and two strikes. Woodpeckers have had their chances in recent innings. Put two on in the fourth, left them at first and second, two more on in the fifth, and left them at the corners. Here comes the 2-2. Whitaker almost got hit, had to step out of the way of a fastball running in towards his wrists. Three balls, two strikes. Fayetteville has a combined three hits today, and they've all been singles. Whitaker strikes out swinging on a fastball kind of up and outside. Second strikeout today for Whitaker, first out of the sixth. And here comes Luis Encarnacion.
And I'm not too surprised to see some low-scoring games to open up this series. These are two pitching staffs that all year long have been atop a lot of the major categories in the Carolina League.
Fastball called a ball up high, and it's 1-0 on Enka.
Fayetteville leading in strikeouts and down east in earned run average.
Shot foul, and it's 1-1. Yeah, and both offenses are kind of towards the bottom in the league. Identical batting averages coming into today at 229, tied for 10th, though. What they do pretty well is hit home runs. 1-1. And this ball struck deep right field. Back goes Bannister at the track, looking up. That's right. The Woodpeckers hit a lot of homers. And Enka hits number six. Deep to right. A solo homer. And the Woodpeckers get the breakthrough. 1-0 in the sixth inning.
I feel like there's been a couple of times this year we've spoken one into existence, and that's exactly what happened. Fastball up and away. And Enka just went with the pitch. Took it the opposite field out towards Healy's bar, 100 miles an hour off the bat. Just got over that yellow line. And who knows, one might be all the Woodpeckers need on a day like today. Excellent swing.
He goes the opposite way, and Ricardo below now into the left side. Takes ball one. Man, timing too perfect on that one. See, so every time the announcer jinx works against the team on the field, just remember that one. And now Ricardo below bounces it through the right side. And he's got a single right on the heels of Enka's homer. So everybody starting to get involved in the offense now, third time through for Kai Winyard. The home run ball has not been an issue for him this year at all. In fact, that's the first home run he has given up this season. Had not allowed a homer over 27 and a third innings. Just five earned runs. He's got really good numbers with a 1.69 ERA, but Enka takes him deep. And now John Garcia, 0-2, couple of strikeouts trying to get involved, and he takes a slider for strike one.
I think that might be the first home run this year hit by Encarnacion the other way as well. He's pulled a lot of those home runs. This time just drove it to opposite field.
Chaney towards the middle. Big gap on the right side. Here's the pitch, and a slider missed low and away. That was actually home run number 7 of the year for Encarnacion. Came in with 6. So 7 home runs, 29 RBIs now in the year for Encarnacion. And that gives him the active team lead as well. Puts him atop Ricardo below. Zach Cole still the season leader with 11 at the time of his promotion to high A. Garcia slaps it foul, and it's 1-2. One out, below over at first. Fayetteville has taken their first lead. Winyard goes upright and pitches. And pumps a fastball in there, strike three called. John Garcia thought that one might have been a bit outside, and he's down on strikes for a third time today. 10 strikeouts now for the Woodpeckers lineup. And Garrett McGowan coming up. He is 1-2 today. And the first pitch to McGowan, a high slider, fouled backwards. His single out to right field in the fifth inning came off the bat at 104 miles per hour. He's had quite a few hits like that this year that are in the triple digits with exit velocity, but are low-line drives that get out to the outfield. A little extra launch angle on him, and he's looking at a few more home runs than he has right now. There's another line drive pulled through the right side. Second hit of the game for McGowan. Below gets the stop sign at second base. And Garrett McGowan, the first Woodpecker with multiple hits, or rather the second behind Encarnacion. Two on with two outs. Third hit of the inning against Winyard. And Sandro Gaston coming to the plate. Trying to end an 0-2 with two strikeouts. And the first pitch from Wynyard. Chopped out to third. It'll stay fair and get through Figueroa and roll up the line. Below circles third. He's coming in to score. The Woodpeckers lead 2-0. Gastone into second base as McGowan goes to third. Figueroa came charging in and pulled his glove up a little early. An error on the corner by the Wood Ducks brings home another run. And in a game like today, dominated by pitching, sometimes you need one of those defensive errors to break your way.
That's a tough timing one for Figueroa. Not an easy play by any stretch. He was coming over to his right. Would have been a tough play to get Gastone. He's not the fastest guy going down the first base line, and there's just nothing going on right behind him, so not much support allows below to score pretty easily from second base.
Hector Nieves ready to bat with two in scoring position and lifts the first pitch out of play left side. Yeah, I'm with you there, Colin. That would have been a tough throw for Figueroa coming in towards the bag. He's right on top of third, so easy to get your feet tied up in that area as well. But what you cannot do in that spot is let the ball get by you. One thing to glove it and maybe throw late over to first, but let it roll past up the line. That is a major disaster for Down East as the pitch is on a line left field. That's dropping quick, and Nieves has his first Fayetteville hit. And his first Fayetteville RBI. Below comes in to score to make it McGowan. And it's the third run of the inning. 3-0. So McGowan home along with Below and Encarnacion in the inning. Sandro Gastone heads to third on that base hit. And nice to see Nieves making an impact in his first game in town. Now meeting on the mound, and the pitching coach, Julio Valdez, is out there talking with the entire infield. Jackson Lofton, the eighth hitter of the inning, awaits his chance to bat.
Talk about Nieves, of course, the balls in play he's put and has created a run now. He's also saved a couple of runs with his defense out in center field, so an all-around great performance in his first game in Fayetteville, and what an inning in the sixth. It seemed like Fayetteville just needed to put a little pressure on Curry. Wynyard was able to get him out of that inning, but I feel like that fifth kind of laid the groundwork for this sixth inning we've seen offensively from the Woodpeckers.
Here's Jackson Lofton, 1-for-3, singled his last time up in the fifth. Wynyard pitches and missed called the strike, actually, on an outside corner slider. Lofton takes a fastball away, and it's ball one. So 1-1. Wynyard's ERA is up to 1.95 now. Middle infield press back. Third baseman Figueroa behind third as well. Here's the 1-1. And a slider called strike two. Lofton flied out in the first, struck out in the third. After 5.5 innings of scoreless baseball, a big three-run inning. Fayetteville finally breaks through after leaving a couple of runners on in the fifth and the fourth. Trying to win a fourth straight game, second in a row here at home. 1-2 to Lofton, misses low. And it's two balls and two strikes. Kannapolis winning their daytime game today, trying to make sure they stay in firm control of fourth place in the division. Myrtle Beach playing later this afternoon, and if they lose today, Fayetteville can hold on to win. That would get them within a half game of third place. 2-2 with two outs. Two on, and Lofton grounds this left side. That will squeeze through into left field. Gastone is in, and it's a four-run sixth inning. Jackson Lofton adds to the rally with his second hit of the game, an RBI single.
And Woodpecker's going to bat around here in this sixth. Just simple at-bats. Of course, you get the big swing from Encarnacion, and I think that was the moment where the lineup decided, all right, we got our first run through. We just need to simplify our approach to the plate, and you've just gotten nice, smooth swings from the back half of the order. Brings up Jackson Lofton in the big spot to drive in a run, and he does just that.
And now it's Baez. First pitch to him. Fastball low. And it's one ball and no strikes. So after three runs yesterday over 10 innings to win the game, Fayetteville has struck for four here in the sixth inning alone. Biggest offensive inning for either club this week. One ball, no strikes. Look down to second by Wynyard. The pitch, and it's a slider, low and outside. Two balls and no strikes to Baez. Hit a fly deep to right in the first. That was caught near the warning track. Walked in the fourth and then grounded out sharply to short in the fifth. Baez looking for his first hit of this game and trying to extend this big rally in the sixth. Wynyard pitches, and Baez pops it up. Drifting into foul territory on the first base side. Peña waving his arm, says he got it, and he does. He makes the catch. The inning is over, but Fayetteville bats around. The home run by Luis Encarnacion got the party started. And then the singles. Three runs afterward come home, four in the inning, and it's 4-0 Woodpeckers going to the seventh on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
You know these cartoon smiles. Let's take it down to Action Jackson with our contestant.
That's right, that's right. How well do you know so that you can help Lucas up here guess these smiles? Also, everyone, he turned 11 yesterday. He was out here yesterday's game as well. Let's get a happy birthday for Lucas if you see him walking around the concourse. But we're going to turn around real quick. Check out the Sagratron for today's smiles. We're going cartoon edition. We got three choices up there, Lucas. Let me know your pick.
A.
All right, you heard it. He's locking in with A. A for Avatar The Last Airbender, my boy Aang. There it is. Next up. Oh, this one's easy. He's got a few movies out as of recent. Who we got, Lucas?
C.
C, our boy Sonic the Hedgehog. There it is. There it is. All right. Two for two. Two for two for Lucas. Let's see if he needs some help with this last one. I don't think so. This one's pretty easy. Lucas, let's hear it.
B.
B. SpongeBob SquarePants. Ding, 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 ding. There it is. Let's hear it. All right. Three for three. 100%. Can't get much better than that. Let's hear it for our boy, Lucas.
Bobcat of Fayetteville is the official sponsor of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Field Crew. Visit Bobcat of Fayetteville off Highway 24 in East Fayetteville. On the mound for the Woodpeckers, Ian Fongo. Leading off the top of the seventh inning for the Wood Ducks, the center fielder, number 13.
Well, Ian Fongo laboring for one of his longer outings of the year, and why not keep him out there? He's set down all six batters he's faced. Now he squares off against Anthony Gutierrez with some run support behind him, a 4-0 lead. And to take you through this seventh inning play-by-play, let's send it back over to Colin.
Thank you, Chappie, and yeah, you can't ask for much more from your offense than a four-run inning, especially when you're pitching as well as Fongo has so far in his outing, and he goes to that fastball, 97, outside part of the plate. Gutierrez can't catch up to it. No balls, two strikes. Gutierrez one for two with a single and a ground out, and Fongo trying to pick up what would be his third strikeout. But Gutierrez sprays it down the right field line. Baez lunging, and he makes the catch. Luis Baez has been busy the last couple of innings, and he's shown off that great reaction time out there. We know about the arm strength, but his fielding's been very impressive through his first 10 games with the Woodpeckers. One away, and Griffin Chaney will bat. Chaney, a strikeout and a walk in two trips, has yet to face Fongo. Fastball, late strike called by home plate umpire Mike Corbett. ...25 pitches so far for Fongo. Again, we're used to seeing him usually one inning or less at a time, but he's got some length today and nobody behind him at the moment. And he's got an 0-2 count on Chaney. In fact, he's only gone one inning once in his last six outings. Everything else has been under an inning. It's been good to see him get some length. 0-2 record on the year, and right now in line to pick up his first victory of the 2023 season. It is 1-2. Swing and a miss. Blows the fastball by Chaney at 97. 8 up, 8 down for Ian Fogo out of the bullpen.
You know, some people are just morning people. You know, you and I, Colin, not so much. And we work later at night, sleep in a little bit in the morning, but maybe Ian Fogo is one of those morning guys. Just wakes up, tons of energy, ready to go to work. And he's in sure command of really everything today. The fastball is blazing, the slider is sharp, and he is picking up outs quick.
There's the breaking ball from Fogo, and Bannister was not ready for it. Chased after it as it hopped a foot in front of the plate. Fayetteville this year, when leading after six, they are 34-4 and a perfect 10-0 in the second half. They have maintained those early leads well. The 0-1 is a breaking ball in for a strike. And funny enough, Fogo was on the mound for one of those four losses where Fayetteville led after six. Going into the ninth, Jonathan Thomas with the go-ahead home run in the top of the ninth inning to give Fredericksburg the eventual victory. Fastball called, strike three at the letters. Back-to-back punch-outs for Fogo, and he has gone through a perfect three innings in relief. Nine up, nine down, and Fayetteville will take a 4-0 lead into the seventh inning stretch on this Wednesday afternoon in downtown Fayetteville at Segra Stadium. Stay tuned for the bottom of the seventh when we come back.
Fans, it's time for last call for any alcohol. Alcohol purchases at our concession stands will be cut off at the start of the eighth inning. All right, fans, it's time for the ERA Struthers seventh inning stretch. Get up on your feet and help us sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Come on, stand up. Sing a little louder. So it's root. They sing it loud. At the old. Atta boy, Packers. Atta boy. Fans, this Wood Ducks pitching change is brought to you by the North Carolina Education Lottery. Entering the game for the Wood Ducks, number 12, Jackson Lee. Leading off the bottom of the seventh inning.
4-0 Woodpeckers as we enter the bottom of the seventh from Segra Stadium. Tyler Whitaker swings at the first pitch. From the new right-hander on the mound for Down East, it is Jackson Leith, the Texas native, 24-year-old, drafted in the 12th round back in 2021 by the Rangers. And the former Tennessee Vol on the mound. Try and keep it a four-run deficit. Whitaker takes a 95-mile-an-hour fastball outside from Leith, who is pitched 28 and a third innings this year, over 23 appearances, 2-2 with a 2.54 earned run average. Off-speed outside on Whip, who is 0-2 with two strikeouts and a walk thus far. Leith from Waxahachie, Texas. Fouled off 2-2. Spent all last year as well with Down East, 28 relief appearances, 2-4 with an 8.42 earned run average. So vast improvement from year one to year two for Leith in his professional career. His 2-2 is a fastball late, called strike three, and Whitaker down on strikes for the third time this afternoon. So Leith begins his outing with a punch out, one away. And here's the man that kick-started that big four-run sixth inning with a solo home run, Luis Encarnacion. Got into a fastball on the outside corner from Kai Wynyard and drove it over the right field wall for his seventh home run of the year. Takes a fastball low. Enka with two hits so far. Him and Garrett McGowan, as well as Jackson Lofton, all with multi-hit games. There's a cue shot heading towards the Fayetteville dugout. Clangs off the fence. Eden Curry, the starter for this ball game, standing on over there waiting to go back to his dugout after visiting the clubhouse. And he gets a no decision, going 4 2/3 for the Wood Ducks. 3 hits, 8 strikeouts. Fastball up and away. It is Wynyard who is on the hook. Leafs 2-1, foul tipped. The Rangers and Astros will wrap up their three-game series today, and it has been a great start to the series for the Houston Astros, who have won both of the first two games, both by a run. 11-10 yesterday, or two nights ago rather, and a 4-3 victory last night as Encarnacion pops one up first base side and Pena makes the catch for the second out. The big story yesterday, J.P. France, 7 innings of one-run ball. What a start to his professional career, or his major league career, rather, for France, the former Fayetteville Woodpecker. That'll bring up Ricardo Belleau. Had a single his last time up and is 1-for-3. Check swing, but it's a pitch that misses high for a ball. And how far has J.P. France come? Well, let's rewind 4 years ago today. Woodpeckers blanked the Carolina Mudcats 3-0, and France was on the mound. Pitch misses low. It's 2-0 on below. 7 shutout frames for France. He struck out 9 Mudcats here at Segra Stadium. Goes to show you just how quickly 4 years can go by, and these guys on the diamond today could be in the majors tomorrow. 3-0 count now to below.
Yeah, and he's pitching himself into perhaps a permanent rotation spot for an Astros postseason run at this stage, too. They're supposed to get Urquidy back pretty soon, but J.P. France is sticking around as long as he continues to pitch the way he has.
Below taking all the way, it's 3-1, and some of the other guys who contributed in that ball game have made their major league debuts at this point. Manuel Valdez, now with the Red Sox system, has made his debut as Belleau shoots one over the leaping second baseman Chaney into right for his second hit of the ball game. A two-out single will give John Garcia an opportunity here in the seventh. Jonathan Araúz, another guy who, ironically enough, played major league time with the Red Sox organization, also had an RBI double in that ball game. Garcia trying to shake off an 0-for-3 with 3 strikeouts. And Leith starts him with a curveball in for a called strike. Woodpeckers hoping to hang on and hoping for finally a loss from the Charleston River Dogs to pick up some ground on first place as Garcia fouls one off the inside of his foot. It's 0-2. Charleston, winners of 9 of 10 and 5 in a row. Every year, it seems like those River Dogs are finding a way to be atop the division in either the first or second half and securing themselves a postseason spot. They've climbed their way almost back to the 500 mark after finishing dead last in the South Division in the first half. 44-47 entering tonight, where they will play the second of 6 games at home against the Augusta Green Jackets. Garcia takes strike 3. And that's the golden sombrero for him. 0-for-4, 4 strikeouts, leaves below at first. But Fayetteville will head to the eighth inning on top 4-0 on this afternoon edition of Woodpeckers Baseball on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Time for a giddy cam. I say right foot creep, oh, walking with that heat. Look around, stay low, make sure they don't see you. Catch them bad, walk down, face them with the heat. The devil under your feet, you're on your way to see them. Stretch me when I can't sleep, bang out when I see you. Play with me, you can't sleep, we got into the seashore. You won't have no case, we range your shit soon as they face you. You won't have no space, we ain't your sex until we spray you. Put your mask on, they coming out. Soon as they close that door, we just gon' walk down. They say we did wrong, cause we knocked him out. But he who got Kylek and tell that that's his fault. If we draw down, guns get let off. And all them clowns, including the spouse. Kept that blick inside my drawers. Every time I walk the dog, I work for 10 and so CDs. You throw a diss and you get tossed. Say you ain't kissed that cross, my name up, ain't no talk. If they had a bang out at the store for my pop, I window, I can see a spouse. But I ain't seen that since Jordan Dixon made some talk. Big foul, they got that shit on me and I'm solo. Knowing that it's I spit that cause a mask at the powder. I say right foot creep, ooh, walking with that heater. Look around, stay low, make sure they don't see you. Catch them bad, walk down, face them with that heater. The devil under your feet, you're on your way to see them. Stretch me when I can't sleep, bang out when I see you. Play with me, you can't sleep, we got into the seashore. You won't have no case, we range your shit soon as they face you. You won't have no space, we ain't your sex until we spray. When I jump out the bag, I'ma hit it. I'ma aim with the strap at his feet.
Back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Ian Fongo.
Ladies and gentlemen,
leading off the top of the eighth inning for the Wood Ducks.
Seven shutout innings for Fayetteville pitching, and three of them from the man on the mound, Ian Fongo, back out for his fourth inning of work. We're in the top of the eighth from Segra Stadium, and to take us through the conclusion, here's the voice of the Woodpeckers, Andrew Chapman.
All right, thank you, Colin. Ian Fongo, and a little bit of a different role today, but excelling in it. Long relief. As Eric Alvarez takes strike one on a slider, and it's been that ability to pinpoint not only the fastball but the breaking ball as well that has gotten Fongo to this stage of the game. Some of the best control we've seen out of him all year. And for Ian Fongo, it is his longest game of the season. As he missed outside, it's one and one to Alvarez. And a ground ball pushed out to right. It's below, cutting it off at second base, and he makes the short throw to first to retire Alvarez. So 10 in a row set down by Ian Fongo. It was his longest game of the season when he completed his second inning. He had not gone beyond an inning and two-thirds yet this year, so this is kind of unprecedented territory for Ian Fongo. But I imagine there was a conversation maybe pregame from Zach Wilkins, Ricky Rivera, hey, we may stretch you a little further today. Jose Fleury went down after one inning due to injury out in Lynchburg last week, so Fayetteville is a little bit short-staffed in terms of pitching, and with Fleury and Guilfoyle usually tandem together, Ian Fongo is filling the role beautifully today left by Fleury. Here's the 0-1, and it's up and outside to Ian Mohler. Mohler with a walk, a flyout to center, a couple of flyouts to center even. And he is 0 for 2. There is a little bit of Fayetteville bullpen activity, though, at this stage. And out there is Jeremy Malero, the sidearm throwing right-hander. Mohler spoils one foul, and it is 1 and 2 on the leadoff hitter, DH today for the Wood Ducks. They are without a hit and without a base runner since the fourth inning when they loaded the bases but didn't bring anybody home. That's a big missed opportunity tonight for the Wood Ducks. 1 and 2. Swing and a miss, and 97 down the chute. Strikes out Ian Mohler. Fifth K for Ian Fongo, and 11 in a row set down.
Chappie, I went back to his days at Lenora Ryan to see what his longest outing was there. Two innings. So this is unprecedented, not just at his professional level, but even further back to his college days. It's been incredible to see him just work deep into a ball game and be dominant throughout it.
Later, Figueroa misses down and outside. Yeah, this is starting to become one of the more dominating stretches by a Fayetteville pitcher this year in terms of consecutive batters retired, starting to bring back memories of Trey Dombrowski on this hill about a month ago, going 15 up, 15 down. One ball, no strikes. Here's the pitch, and a fastball gets him waving. 1-1 on Figueroa, and I'm going to go right after this guy. He's 0 for 3, 3 strikeouts. Fongo got him waving in the fifth. You can get him again to complete four perfect frames. 40 pitches now for Fago. He sails one up high. 2-1. With Molero warming now, gives you the impression that it'll probably be Molero for the ninth inning. Infield swung around to the right. A 2-1 set and pitch from Fago. Gets a pop fly left side and out of play towards the tracks. Two balls, two strikes. Come the bottom of the eighth inning. The Woodpeckers will have McGowan, Gastone, and Nieves scheduled to bat. That bottom three in the order have contributed well today. Combined for three hits. 2-2 pitch on the way. And it is just outside. Fago placed it well. Good take by Figueroa. So three balls and two strikes. Nobody on, two gone. Ian Fago trying to complete four perfect. And he missed inside. He'll fall just one batter short of it. As Figueroa draws ball four, he gets to first on a two-out walk in the first base runner that Ian Fago has allowed since he came out of the pen in the fifth inning.
And that's
Miguel Villarreal.
That's the thing. Down East has... It haven't been chasing after a lot of bad pitches with Fago on the mound. He's just been attacking the strike zone and forcing swings and misses. That was one of the occasions here. Figueroa showed great discipline, took a lot of close pitches.
A pitch is outside. And it's one ball and no strikes to begin Villarreal. He's lined out to center, also been hit by a pitch and flied out to right. The 1-0 kick and offer is up and inside. Two balls and no strikes. Only three base hits today for Down East. Two singles in the fourth, one in the third. Other than that, it's been the walks. Next pitch, foul tip, and Gastone had a clip off the chest protector. It'll take a moment, and Michael Corbett will toss a new baseball to Ian Fago. Game number 23 of his season, outing number 5 in July, and it has been one you put a star next to. He had thrown just 3 1/3 innings in the entire month. He's gone 3 2/3 here today. Two balls, one strike on Villarreal. Gastone ready. Here's the pitch. And a bouncing ball off to second base. Two skips for below. He brings it in at the belt, throws to first, and four scoreless, hitless innings in the book for Ian Fago this afternoon. Career-long outing for Ian Fago, and he is well in line for a win. Just three more outs to get. First Fayetteville try and add on when we return for the bottom of the eighth on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Jersey. This Saturday is Star Wars night. Your Woodpeckers will be wearing specialty Darth Maul jerseys and hanging out with characters from the Star Wars franchise. The first 1,000 fans will receive a The Future Is Here t-shirt. Ask how you can see the World Series trophy up close and personal with our VIP experience at the guest services table on the concourse. And to round out this blockbuster weekend, on Sunday is Houston Astros Day. Celebrate former Fayetteville Woodpecker and World Series MVP Jeremy Pena with a Pena bobblehead giveaway. Grab your tickets today and secure your chance to see the Astros 2022 World Series trophy before it's gone. Back on the mound for the Wood Ducks
Jackson Leith. Leading off the bottom of the eighth inning for the Woodpeckers, the first baseman, number 46, Garrett McGowan.
One more chance for the Woodpeckers to add to their 4-0 lead. Garrett McGowan steps into the left side against Jackson Leith and hacks at a first pitch changeup, 0-1 on McGowan. This game was scoreless through 5.5, not until Fayetteville broke through with 4 runs in the bottom of the 6th inning. All the runs coming home in one frame. McGowan takes a fastball for strike 2. He has a multi-hit day, a single to right in the 5th and in the 6th inning. A couple of low line drives pulled by McGowan. Had multiple hits on Sunday. He went 0 for yesterday, but has bounced back nicely here in game 2 of the series. The set at the belt by Leith. Left leg kick in the pitch, and McGowan strikes out swinging. A slider beat him. First strikeout today for Garrett. One gone to the eighth, and Sandro Gastone is coming up. On the pitching side today, Fayetteville has combined for 8 shutout innings, 4 from Guilfoyle and 4 from Ian Fago. Hitless 4 innings for Fago in a career-long day for him. Sandro Gastone is up to the plate. He's 0 for 3. Couple of strikeouts and an error. Drills the first pitch deep center. Gutierrez falling back on it and making the catch before the warning track. Loud contact by Gastone, but he'll drop to 0 for 4. Fayetteville can hang on, complete the shutout. It'll be their 4th shutout victory of the year. Now it's Hector Nieves. Nice debut for him. 1 for 3. Single to left and drove in a run his last time in the 6th inning. Takes the first pitch fastball off the inside of the plate. Ball 1. Last shutout victory for the Woodpeckers. You have to go back to June 21st. That was on the road at the Joe in Charleston. A 1-0 win over the River Dogs, who have gone on to be a pretty good baseball club in the second half of play. 17-8 atop the division entering today. 2 balls, no strikes on Nieves. He checked his swing, and good thing he did. It's a ball outside. 3-0.
Long way to go, but that final series of the year here in Fayetteville against Charleston could have some serious playoff implications for one, if not both, teams.
3-0 pitch, ripped on a line right field, and Nieves with the green light picks up his second hit of the game. 2 for 4 day in his debut. Hector Nieves showing a pretty fluid swing and the ability to time up the fastball. He even struck his ground ball in the 3rd inning pretty well. Now back-to-back hits for him. Extends the inning for Jackson Lofton at the top of the order. Here's the pitch home. Lofton swings and misses. Nieves didn't have the best numbers in the FCL. No doubt they needed somebody to come up, help fill a roster spot, and Nieves, one of those utility types. But I don't think as a player you ever say, well, I'm going up to help out for a week or so, whatever it may be. Of course, draft guys are on the horizon starting in the FCL today. I think every player that comes to this level, struggling or not, at the lower levels, has to tell themselves, well, I'm going to go try and contribute, play well, and try and earn my spot long term. And Nieves is made a nice impact today at the bottom of the order. Jackson Lofton, 2-hit day himself, and he swings at an inside fastball for strike 3. The inning is over. So Nieves stranded after his 2-out base hit. We are going to the top of the 9th, and Fayetteville is turning to Jeremy Malero to try and lock up a 4-0 victory when we return.
Nationwide is a proud partner. Nationwide.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today. Baseball fans, introduce...
Your Wyndham is waiting. When bucket lists need checking, points need redeeming, work trips need crushing, or anniversaries need celebrating, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands by Wyndham to choose from.
Fans, this Woodpeckers pitching change is brought to you by Black's Tire and Auto Service. Entering the game for the Woodpeckers, number 44, Jeremy Molero.
Top of the ninth inning, and the Woodpeckers trying for the shutout today. 4-0 lead over Down East. Also three outs away from a two-game lead in this series before Thursday's ball game. Back to our normal start time tomorrow. Jeremy Molero leads it off, he comes out of the bullpen, should say, behind Ian Fago and squares off against leadoff hitter Connor Piotto. Fastball misses outside. Jeremy Molero, not a save spot for him here, but he does have 4-4 opportunities this year. He's been perfect. Team saves leader and has a very solid 1.08 ERA since he arrived to town back in June. Spins a backdoor slider on Piotto. 14 games, a 1-0 record for Molero. 16 2/3. He's given up 2 earned runs, 22 walks, 25 strikeouts, and gets a strike in there to Piotto. 2-2. Down East does not have a hit since the fourth inning. Their lineup has only connected for 3 singles all day. That ball is shot foul over our heads, and it's 2-2 now. Still on Piotto. Update from Kannapolis, where the Cannonballers have a 5-1 lead over Delmarva in the top of the sixth. With a Fayetteville win today, they'll guarantee that they stay in a firm position of fourth place. Line drive, right side and through. That will get into right for Luis Baez to pick up. And Connor Piotto grabs his first hit of the game and first base hit for Down East since the fourth inning.
Our first base coming to the plate for the Woodcocks. The first baseman, number 11, Yancy McGuire.
First time since that fourth as well that Down East has put the leadoff hitter on. Ian Fago retired 11 in a row before he walked Glader Figueroa. Colin Casey waiting field level to talk to Ian Fago postgame. And a bunt up along the third base side. Molero forward off the mound. Sidewinds a throw to first and in time. Great play by Jeremy Molero to sprint off the mound, grab that ball between home plate, third base, and quickly get the ball out of his hand to retire Pena. It's a sack bunt, but I think he was trying for a hit. Now it's Anthony Gutierrez. And I'm not sure what Pena is arguing right now, but he's slowly walking back towards the dugout. And I don't know if he's claiming that the ball hit his foot or something as he walked out of the box, but didn't look like there was anything unruly about that sequence. That Pena talked to his manager. Manager talked to Michael Corbett, and they're quickly confirming that Pena is out. He's either saying that the ball hit him out of the box, but he sprinted to first as if it was a live ball. Perhaps he said McGowan took his foot off the bag. I'm not sure. Gutierrez, 1-for-3, single in the fourth. Jeremy Molero looking down to second base and pitching. And misses inside. That runner at second, not all that important, aside from trying to complete the shutout bid today. That's the main thing right now, trying to complete the fourth shutout victory of the year. And first since the road trip to Charleston in June. Pop fly straight backwards and out of play. A win today would get the Woodpeckers a game within the 500 mark in the second half, back to 12-13. And pick up win number 42 of the regular season. Came in today 41-49 overall. 2-2 pitch on, or 1-1 pitch, make it on Anthony Gutierrez. After a long pause by Jeremy Molero, misses outside a slider. You know, we have a affiliate now in the Astros system who's above the 500 mark in the regular season. That's the Corpus Christi Hooks, who are on fire right now. Under former Woodpeckers manager Joe Thon, they have won 8 straight games and are the only Astros affiliate right now above 500 on the year. 2-1, the pitch, runs outside. And Molero falls behind 3-0 to Gutierrez. So here's to hoping that the Corpus Christi Hooks can continue to make a run in their division. Maybe try for a second half championship and get to the postseason. A lot of former Woodpeckers on that Corpus Christi ball club. 3-1, and a slider missed down and inside. Another walk, first walk rather, from Molero, but second in the last two innings. 2-1, 1-out. Griffin Chaney coming up to the plate. At this stage, the tying run still represented on deck. Griffin Chaney, who has struck out twice and walked once, is still looking for his first hit this week in Fayetteville. Chaney from the right side, ready to score off against the righty Molero. Here's the pitch, and he rips a line drive just foul. Just left of that line beyond third. Tyler Whitaker guarding the line pretty close, let it go by, and it ends up being a foul ball that nearly broke up the shutout bid. Instead, Chaney will step back into the right side and be in an 0-1 count. Piotto at second, Gutierrez at first. Jeremy Molero down to the belt, kicks, fires, and a ground ball up along third. That's foul again, riding the chalk line. And Chaney just trying to straighten one out and pick up a base hit. Now he's at a nothing and two count. Games later today across the league. Lynchburg at Salem at 5:35. They're going to play a doubleheader today beginning at 5:35, actually. A makeup of the July 9th game. Augusta at Charleston, Myrtle Beach at Fredericksburg. They get going at 7:05, as do Carolina at Columbia. Nothing and two pitch is down and away. Backhanded by Gastone, and it's 1-2. After a pressure-packed game yesterday, 2-2 tie game in the ninth, went extras. Fayetteville walking it off in the 10th. A little bit of distance today, and not yet a high leverage spot here for Molero. Just really needs to focus on the batter and get the final couple of outs. Here's the 1-2 home, and it misses outside. 2-2 on Chaney. Jeremy Molero pitched last week in Lynchburg. Twice he made appearances in the series. In the opener on Tuesday and then the Saturday night game as well. And he didn't allow a run over a combined 2 1/3. He has not given up a run yet in July, in fact. And now a deep fly out to left. This sends Encarnacion back into the corner near the pole, and it is foul. A dangerous fly ball off the bat of Griffin Chaney. And on multiple occasions in this at bat, he has become inches from bringing in multiple runs. Just missed a double down the left field line on the first swing, and just missed a three-run homer there. That would have made this an interesting ninth inning. Griffin Chaney still in a 2-2 count. Here's the pitch. Molero delivers and gets a ground ball left side. Lofton charging, shovels with his glove to third, and it's in time to get the runner. Piotto slid in late. Jackson Lofton with a very high IQ play on the left side of the diamond. Charging forward towards third. Wasn't going to have time to get a throw off to first. Probably didn't even have time to transfer to his throwing hand, so just flip it right out of the webbing. And Piotto retired for the second out. A fielder's choice for Chaney. Two gone. Zion Bannister coming up. Jeremy Molero looks down to second base, pitches, and Bannister waves and misses. Bannister struck out against Ian Fago last time in the seventh inning. He's also singled and flied to right today. And out away from locking up a 4-0 victory. And the 0-1 is called strike two. Right on the outside corner. And now it's time for Bannister. Score off against the two-strike count. And Molero will step off. Downey stranded six runners over the first four innings. They have two on in this ninth. An 0-2 count against Bannister. The pitch, and it's outside. That's kind of been the story today for the Downey's lineup card. They've gone 0-4 with runners in scoring position, left the six runners on, and missed out on some chances to cut into the game. A single and a walk in this inning have Piotto and Gutierrez aboard. The 1-2 pitch is outside. Make sure to stick around following the conclusion of this one. Colin Casey waiting down in the field to talk to Ian Fago after his four scoreless, hitless innings today. The post-game show coming up as well. 0-2 outside, and it is 3-2 on Zion Bannister. Three balls, two strikes. Jeremy Molero trying to avoid putting the tying run to the plate, and Eric Alvarez standing on deck. Bannister in a 3-2 count with two outs. Payoff pitch. Low and outside. He walked him. The runners moving on the pitch. They will slow up. Gutierrez down to third and Chaney down to second. Bannister is on. And we will have a meeting on the mound. Zach Wilkins is strutting out there to have a talk with Jeremy Molero. So not how you wanted this ninth inning to play out. Hoping for a swift and easy finish to complete the shutout bid, but Jeremy Molero going to have to pitch in a bases-loaded spot. Zach Wilkins probably just trying to calm down Molero a little bit. He removed his cap, and I think he's probably feeling a little warm down there on the diamond. It's starting to reach peak temperatures on the day up into the low 90s. So no doubt he's a little gassed. Molero's been forced to throw 24 pitches in this inning. Hasn't been his usual self, only 12 strikes, so he's not as pinpoint as he normally is. And now he will face the tying runner in Eric Alvarez. He's gone 0-3 today in the nine spot with a pop out, a ground out, and a strikeout. And swings through a first pitch slider. It is 0-1. Molero is at his best facing right-handed hitters and using that slider to start it in towards the hip and make them feel uncomfortable. Alvarez behind. Here's the next pitch from Molero, and he goes right back to the slider, missed inside. Alvarez with a pop out, a strikeout, and a ground out. Gutierrez at third, Chaney at second, Bannister at first. One out wins the ball game. The 1-1. It's a wave and a miss. A slider had him out in front.
All right, we're going to try this one more time.
And again, Downey's down to their final strike. And some of these summer campers joining us in the ballpark today, waiting for that final out. The Kansas cheers. A strike away from four straight wins for the Woodpeckers. Here comes the two-strike offer and a deep fly hit foul off to the right and onto the roof of Bagwell's.
Here we go. We need your help, Pepper fans. You're only as strong as our fans.
Jeremy Molero nearing 30 pitches in the inning. He throws, and a bouncer out in front of the plate, shallow. Molero fields, throws up the first base line, and it is in time. Ball game. Jeremy Molero completes the shutout with a couple of nice defensive plays in the ninth inning. He's slowly walking off of the mound, a little bit shaken up after a tough ninth inning. But his guys are patting him on the back, and now he'll be checked up on after a rough ninth. But a 4-0 final gets the Woodpeckers out of the jam today. And Molero will walk off of the field, a little bit injured right after that play. Hopefully he's okay. It's high fives on the middle of the diamond as the Woodpeckers have won two in a row this week. Four straight going back to the road trip in Lynchburg. And they take a 2-0 lead in this series over Down East with their fourth shutout victory of the year. Ian Fago was brilliant today out of the bullpen. Four scoreless innings. And it's Jeremy Molero closing the door. Tyler Guilfoyle equally as impressive. Four scoreless innings in his own right. And Fayetteville pitching combines to surrender just four hits to Down East in this game. They walked only two batters, they walked six batters, struck out eight today. And Colin Casey is waiting field level to talk to Ian Fago. The Woodpeckers grab their 42nd win of the year and their 12th win of the second half. Down East falls to 48-39 overall and 11-15 in the second half of play. Now we'll go ahead and send it down to field level. Colin Casey is with the Infago.
Well, Megan, four in a row for the Woodpeckers, four straight victories, and the fourth shutout of the season. 4-0 the final, a lot of fours there. How about four shutout hitless innings from Ian Fago today? Ian, fastball's working, life was on, it was great, and you retired the first 11 batters you faced. No better way to cool off after an outing like that than a couple of showers from your teammates, but heck of an outing, great effort on the mound. What was working for you?
Honestly, I mean, Guilfoyle went out there and put up four zeros for us and then thought I might as well do the same since we didn't have the tandem today, and it worked. Surprised myself out there, but also with the help from our offense to put four up and hold the line the whole way through and get another win.
How much easier was it after that four-run sixth inning, go back on the mound knowing you got a lot of offense behind you?
I mean, it was definitely easier, but you always have that thought of like, hey, let's keep it four, you know, don't want to give up any runs, and, you know, it worked out in my favor, and super happy for it.
Well, it's 11:05 start today. Does that mean you're more of a morning person, or is that just kind of a coincidence?
Absolutely not. I was very slow this morning, but I found it somewhere out there between, like, the second, third inning, and now we're here, so happy for it.
You don't have to be a morning person to do what Ian Fago did on the mound today, which is an outstanding performance. Ian, congrats on the victory, and go out there and enjoy the rest of your afternoon with the night off.
I will. Thank you very much.
Woodpeckers win their fourth in a row. Chappie, back up to you in the booth.
All right, thank you very much, Colin. Well, he could have fooled us that he's not a morning person. Ian Fago came ready to roll with four shutout innings out of the bullpen, as he mentioned, right on the heels of Tyler Guilfoyle, who was equally as impressive out of the pen today as the Woodpeckers combined with Jeremy Molero, of course, in that ninth inning, getting out of the bases loaded jam with their fourth shutout victory of the 2023 regular season. Their fourth win in a row. They now lead this series 2-0 going into Thursday night, back to our normally scheduled start time tomorrow, 7:05 first pitch between Fayetteville and Down East. This series carrying through all the way until Sunday. Tomorrow on the mound for the Woodpeckers, you'll see right-hander Alimber Santa. He's 2-6 with a 5.23 ERA. Right-hander Leandro Lopez, 2-4 with a 3.42 ERA in that one. Thirsty Thursday, Copa night as well. The Woodpeckers will rebrand to Los Guerreros de Fayetteville for tomorrow night's 7:05 first pitch. Great night tonight for the Woodpeckers. No doubt some of those summer campers joining us here in the ballpark today. Thanks, kids, for coming out to the ballpark and cheering on Fayetteville. The Woodpeckers grab win number 12 of the second half, win number 42 of the regular season, with a perfect combination of a four-run inning in the sixth and then the pitching on the back end of it. Hope to see you out at the ballpark tomorrow night, everybody. Enjoy your evening. We'll talk to you tomorrow from Segra Stadium. Good night from the broadcast booth.